Welcome to Trappers Warm-Up, a preview of tonight's Pier Trappers game. Now, let's go to the ballpark for Trappers Warm-Up.
And welcome in here to Trappers Warm-Up. I am Ryan Breeden, here for Game 4 of our four-game opening series between the visiting North Iowa Ragin' Roosters and your Pier Trappers. Opening series in the Expedition League, and we've had three very crazy games all the way across the board. Last night's ended after seven innings in favor of the Ragin' Roosters 5-2 after we had Mother Nature put a damper on our very quickly moving game. It was very quickly moving until my analyst that was up here next to me for a majority of the game, Jack Van Camp, had to make the comment that we're moving quickly. After that, everything went downhill in terms of pace of play and Mother Nature. So we had an hour and a half rain delay and ultimately called the game at just around 10:30. And so 5-2 was the score. And all three of the games have been very crazy. As I mentioned, in game one, the Trappers came away with a 13-4 victory, and they were walked 16 times in the game and out hit 11-7. And then two nights ago, the Trappers lost 9-8 after the Ragin' Roosters took a lead with two outs in the ninth. They were down to their final out and then put up a four-run rally to take a three-run lead. The Trappers responded, but the tying run was thrown out at home after tripping halfway between third and home. It was Colby Rich who was thrown out, and so as a result, the Trappers fell then, and then last night our rain delay. And a fun fact also, all three winners in this series to date were out-hit by the losing team. Not very often that you see that happen. It just really encompasses the chaos we've had here, and I caught up with Trappers head coach Jamie Habiger to talk about that chaos a little bit before pregame. So here I am joined pregame by Trappers head coach Jamie Habiger. And coach, last night, obviously ending it with the rain delay, but you guys look like you had a little bit of momentum there in the bottom of the seventh, stringing some hits together and scoring a couple runs. So how do you use that going into today?
Yeah, we did. Hopefully that momentum carries on. We got the same starting lineup that finished the game going in tonight to start. New pitcher, Logan McKeever's on the mound. Yeah, like I said a couple nights ago, those baseball guys are not liking us this baseball series, but we'll come out and we're going to play. We're ready to go.
You mentioned those baseball gods. Three very crazy, very interesting games with crazy finishes. What does this do for your team having these crazy games so early on in the year?
Well, they're all ball players. They know crazy things happen in baseball, so it's just one of those things. Get up and get the next at bat, play the next pitch, forget about the past. Let's try to erase the memory and go on to the next day.
And so you mentioned Logan McKeever on the mound. What can we see from him out there?
Logan's got a lot of grit. He's a ball player. He wanted to start. He wanted to get back out there and throw last night if we got started. But our pitching is limited. We'll probably go with a couple of players on the mound tonight, just something different. And hopefully we get four or five out of Logan. He's a bulldog on the mound as well, so he's going to give it his all.
Absolutely. Okay, well, thanks for catching up with me. I'll let you get back down there, get ready for tonight's game, and we'll see you for postgame.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks, Coach. And so that was Trappers head coach Jamie Habiger catching up with me just a few minutes ago, and he's currently walking out towards home plate for the umpire meeting. So we will have that meeting, have our break during the national anthem, and then we'll be back here for that game that is coming up here in just about 10 minutes, although we started a little bit early last night. Who knows? Maybe we'll do that again tonight. But I think we started a bit early last night because of the impending weather that did eventually hit us in the eighth. And if I'm not mistaken, and my producer Heather, who is a bit of a weather guru, could tell me otherwise, I don't think that weather is going to be a huge impact on today's game in our finale. And I also want to point out last night, the Trappers starter, Drew Copeland, was fantastic. He went six innings, gave up just one run on two hits, and struck out five batters. And he's going to be up here with me at some point on the broadcast, I would assume somewhere around the third inning time. And you can have some big shoes to fill. Jack Van Camp, the starter from two nights ago, initially I thought he was just going to join me for a half inning. He was up here until the eighth when we got rained out. And he was fantastic, very comfortable. Drew's excited to join me, and I'm excited for him to join me as well. So we'll see how he does with that. I might have to try to teach him how to produce my YouTube live stream the same way that Jack Van Camp did for me yesterday. And then, of course, we will have our typical bottom of the second time to catch up with John Hunt, the GM of the Trappers, as well. And it is USA night here in the ballpark, our fourth theme night in a row. Last night, rock and roll. The night before, Top Gun. And so, on the mound, as I mentioned a few moments ago, for the Trappers will be Logan McKeever. It is his first start here in this Expedition League season. Goes to Spring Hill College. And he did some hitting and some pitching while he was there. He pitched 2 2/3 innings last year with Spring Hill and did not give up any runs, struck out 5 batters. He's got some good stuff, and that was pretty much exactly what Coach said to me in the pregame interview. They're still out there talking near home plate, trying to sort out some things before we get started. The Trappers wearing navy blue uniforms with the navy blue hat, which is what they wore on opening night. It's got the accented curved golden letters. And the Raging Roosters back in their red jerseys. They're brand new red jerseys that they actually got while they were on the bus here. Just barely beat the buzzer on getting those in. And so we are about to get set for the national anthem. So while we do that and get set out there, we will take a quick pause and come back. And I'll give you the starting lineups as well as the first pitch. So you're listening to the Trappers pregame, the warm-up. We're about to start here in a couple of minutes, but we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Ah, why am I so sore? There are everyday moments.
Oh, hey, hold the ladder! Hold the ladder!
Oh. Yeah, that hurt.
And there are epic moments. When a moment creates a health need, visit the experts at Avera Orthopedics. We're moving health forward so you can tell the story. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
Are you ready for a little fun in the sun?
Oh, yeah.
Funtime Rentals in Fort Pierre and DRG Media Group are giving you a chance to win a 4-hour pontoon rental. Head over to your favorite station page at drgnews.com and register daily for your chance to win
a pontoon rental from Funtime Rentals.
See the full list of rental items by visiting funtimerentalsfb.com. Thanks to our friends at the Long Branch, River City's Public Transit, Iceman Home, Slumberland Furniture, Masterpiece One Stop Smoke Shop, and Funtime Rentals for making this promotion possible.
Experience the Outpost Lodge overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. The voice of the Pier Trappers, River 92.7.
The pitch. Kelly, Kelly, and goodbye. Wake up, home run.
Pier Trappers Baseball on River 92.7 is brought to you by Grey Goose Motors, The Outpost Lodge, Tokyo Japanese Cuisine, The Corner Station and The Crossing, Classic Car Wash, Darren Boyle Sales, and Avera St. Mary's Hospital. Now, Pier Trappers Baseball.
And we're back in here, just wrapping up our moment of silence and national anthem just before Memorial Day, which we will have tomorrow. So, USA themed night tonight. We see some red, white, and blue in the crowd, including a white and blue star patterned shirt from John Hunt, our GM, who will be up here for the bottom of the second inning, which has become a bit of a home game tradition, even though we're just 3 games, about to be 4 into the season. So we're about to get going here, and I'll give the starting lineups for each team. First, we'll go with the Raging Roosters. Travis Herbert is on the mound. This is his first pitching performance so far here typically a position player, but he does have a 90-mile-an-hour fastball that he did show off in his perfect game preseason All-American events. And so Travis Herbert will be on the mound for the Raging Roosters, and it will be Dane Nakasuka playing center field and leading off. He's been a leadoff staple for the Raging Roosters. This is his fourth game in a row there. And then from there, shortstop Caleb Herbert is batting second. Sage McMinn hit a home run last night, and he's batting third. Craig Kinney is batting third. I skipped over it completely. So Caleb Herbert second, Craig Kinney third, Sage McMinn fourth, Zach Dickerson fifth. Jarrett Brannon designated hitting. He pitched last night. He's batting sixth. Cameron Rendon batting seventh. Carson Gross batting eighth. And Nick Eastham batting ninth. And so for the Trappers, we will have Logan McKeever on the mound, as I've talked about. The right-hander wears number 21. And then from there, we will have Connor Bendick, Noah McCreary, Gabriel Arroyo, Anthony Barraza, Garrett Arnold, Will Hawk, CJ Combo, Maddox Mueller, and Andrew Beavers. So, and I'm sure we will see a revolving door of players as we go along here, as that is what Coach Jamie has done every game at about the fifth to sixth inning area. We have seen substitutions, and I would assume that will be the case as well here on this Sunday afternoon. So we're just about to get underway here for game four, the final game. I'm joined very early up here by Andrew Copeland. You know, I'll give you your headset right now. I didn't expect you to be this early. You're ready. All right, I think you're unmuted there. Drew, join me. What's up, man?
How you doing?
Doing pretty good. You got the bleached hair.
Yeah.
I like it.
All the freshmen did it for nationals for my college team, so.
Bit of a tradition? A bit of a superstition, maybe?
It was our first time going to nationals, so we were like, let's just have some fun with it. So
I remember what we did when I was playing football in high school before the postseason every year. All of the seniors shaved their heads, so this is, I guess, somewhat similar. Instead of shaving it, you just got the bleached top.
That is insane.
So as a reminder to the listeners and the viewers on the YouTube stream, we have Drew Copeland. He was a starter last night. We're about to get the first pitch underway. Nakasuka squares to bunt, but then pulls back, and it misses high for ball one. So we are underway here. And, Drew, I'll just read out your stat line quickly for you. We talked about it earlier before the pregame. Six innings, one run, two hits, and five strikeouts. The 1-0, that one's hit high into shallow right, actually drifting back towards the infield. And the catch is made by CJ Combo for out number one. So a quick pop up within the infield, and the first man is retired.
Yeah. I felt like I had a pretty good night last night. Everything felt like it was working pretty well. Slider was on. Fastball, felt like I was throwing it probably the hardest I've ever thrown it. So changeup was working pretty well. Curveball was in there for a strike most of the time. So
you got Caleb Herbert up here, and he takes a ball up and in. And I had Jack Van Camp on here last night, and he was a bit of a superstar. But he mentioned to me that the mound here at Hyde Stadium feels like a mountain, and that it feels very, very elevated, and it helps you feel like you really are coming down on it. You pitched for a long time last night, eight innings in total on the season so far. Is Jack right about that?
Yes, he is. It is makes you feel very tall up there. I'm only about 6 foot tall, so maybe feel like I was about 8 feet tall up there last night.
So what kind of impact does that have for you?
I mean, it definitely helps a pitcher. You know, as a hitter, you don't really like seeing somebody coming from such a high arm angle. You know, you'd rather see him on a flat mound, if anything, and there's a foul.
That one's hit foul. So the count is full at 3-2, and you're already having some shout-outs on the live stream. You can look at the chat over there to the right. So you're getting some shout-outs. You can read them out as you get them.
Hey, Mom, how you doing? I miss you. Ruby, that's my little sister. They're back home watching. Yeah, they've been watching every game, so. Attaboy.
Swung on and missed for a strikeout, so the first strikeout of the afternoon for Logan McKeever, and that retires the second batter of the inning.
Yeah, it was a long drive here. It was about 26 hours, so.
Oof, that beats mine. Mine was 9.5, and I thought that I was struggling.
Yeah, 26. My mom drove most of the, a majority of the way, so I kind of slept the whole time.
Yeah, that's not bad. We're going to have some road trips, though, this year.
Yeah, we're supposed to go on one, I think, Tuesday.
Yes, Tuesday, so. And we'll have a game Tuesday night, and I think it's a three-game series.
Against the Raging Roosters again.
Getting pretty familiar with this team.
Yes, we are.
Craig Kinney batting right now, the catcher. He's in a 2-0 count, and he has been someone that was highlighted by Jack last night as a difficult out.
Oh, yes, he is. Actually, the first game, he in the top of the ninth, he hit a double off me that was hit pretty well, if I do say so myself.
He's got a 3-0 count right now. I would assume that it'll be a take all the way, trying to get a base runner on here. We're just into this game. Top of the first inning, nothing, our score. The 3-0 is taken, and it misses. So that's a four-pitch walk with two away.
There's my uncle there, old Jason.
Sounding good? Yes, you are sounding good.
He actually lives up in Harrisonburg by JMU, if you know where that is.
Uh-huh. Yes, I do.
So, yeah,
okay.
He's a big JMU fan. So
They were very good at softball, I think, last year. They made it to the Women's College World Series. They beat Oklahoma State in one of the games they played. So as an Oklahoma State student and lifelong fan, that was a bit tough for me. Sage McMahon chops it over to second. CJ Kumbo makes the play and throws to first, and that will retire the side. So the two-out walk does not come to mean anything. Sage McMahon grounds out, and we've got nothing happening here in the top of the first. So we go to the bottom of the first. We'll take a quick break. 0-0 is our score. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero turn mowers in 3 models, and Bush Hog tillers, 3-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
It's the easiest way to shop locally online and save. Discount deals at drgnews.com any time of the day or night with great savings on items and services. Everspring Inn and Suites in Bismarck, Sky Zone in Bismarck, Alevity Entertainment in Aberdeen, the Enchant Auto Body, Slater Oil, and more. Register to save your payment information or shop as a guest. Just click on Discount Deals at any station page on drgnews.com. Discount Deals from DRG Media Group.
The Crossing Inn Pier is a must-stop for ice-cold beverages in a relaxed atmosphere. They have 16 beers on tap. Many of them are from breweries all around South Dakota. And with a full liquor selection, they can mix up the drink you are looking for. Their staff is ready to serve you and your friends. Like them on Facebook to get information about drink specials and event information. Stop on down to The Crossing, located at 115 East Pleasant Drive, right next to the corner station.
And we're back in here for the bottom of the first inning at Hyde Stadium. Nothing our score. I've got Drew Copeland, the starter from last night, with me. Very good in the top of the first. Got up here way quicker than I expected you to. You're excited to be up here.
Yeah, I actually am, you know. As my people back home know, I'm a big talker. I get to know everybody. I can make friends with basically anybody, so.
You get to do that up here. We get to just have some fun. If you see anything out there that interests you, piques your curiosity, just throw it out there and we'll talk about it.
Gotcha.
So leading it off is Connor Bendick, and the first pitch is hit over to short, and it's Herbert making the play and throw to first in time for the out. So it was Travis Herbert on the mound and his brother Caleb Herbert, I believe his brother, over at shortstop, and he made that play. So a quick first out on the first pitch.
Yeah, Connor's one of our he's one of our utility guys that we have on the team. We have about three or four of them. Connor's one of them, Logan, a couple others, you know. Since we're so low on pitching right now, Logan's being a big help. Tested through the other night. He threw pretty well. He threw well on top of the first as well.
That one missed way up there to Noah McCreary.
Logan and Connor are actually college teammates up at Spring Hill. I think it's in Missouri, if I'm correct.
I believe that is correct. That one's chopped foul straight back the other way. And I just realized something. My producer Heather is going to be very disappointed in me right now because she texted me earlier to remind me to move my car from being in prime foul ball territory.
Again, you didn't
Again,
move it?
I did not move it.
Oh, my goodness.
At this point, I'm playing with fate, keeping it there. The 1-1 runs inside, went off speed, brushed him off a little bit. 2-1 the count. I'm sure I'll be getting a text from Heather here in the coming moments telling me that she is disappointed in me, and I would expect that.
That's
ripped over to first. Sage McMahon makes a nice play, calls off Herbert, and steps on the bag himself.
That was a very good play.
That was ripped, and as you mentioned, a bit of some sidearm action there, changing up the arm slot from Travis Herbert.
That came out of nowhere.
So the second out of the inning is recorded. That one, 3 unassisted. So Gabriel Arroyo. Yes, Heather did just text me and said, I'm sending safe juju for your car. Yes, I'm going to need it. Anything that gets fouled over to this right side straight back here, it gets me scared. First pitch to Arroyo. Goes fastball, just missed that one. So 1-0 is the count. And here we've got Gabriel Arroyo. And the 1-0 pitch, that one is in there, goes back with a fastball. And so we were just talking. I had a question for you about walk-up songs. I know that you're mostly a pitcher now. If you had to pick a walk-up song, what would your song be?
Oh, it's got to be Party of the USA. That's my college pitch walk-up song for when I go to pitch. So it's kind of my jam. I'm not gonna lie, it gets me going sometimes. So.
Okay, so has this been like a lifelong thing for you since the song came out? Is it recent?
No, it's actually been recent. You know, they made us choose walk-up songs in college, and I had to choose two of them because I was a two-way. So I chose Like a G6 for my batting walk-up song, and then chose Party in USA. Actually, funny story, when I was about 11 or 12, we had walk-up songs for my travel team.
As the 2-2 is waved on and missed by Arroyo, goes with the off-speed and gets him swinging. So that retires the side in the first inning. Trappers go down in order. We remain tied at 0. We will have Drew Copeland back with us for the top of the second inning. At least I believe we will. And we're going to head to a quick break. 0-0 our score. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
The BRG Media Group Sports Players Perspective Podcast.
I'm already liking how it's going right now and everything I'm already doing. And after this contract, I'd actually like to go active duty and then see where it goes from there.
Here's Kaylee Rolfe, graduated senior, great Boulder, but she's talking about a career in the military, maybe. Find out more on the Players Perspective Podcast. Listen or download your favorite station page at drgnews.com and the DRG News app. Brought to you by American Bank and Trust and Avero Orthopedics.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their 4 wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
We are back here after one inning of play, tied up at 0. And it's Logan McKeever back out for his second inning. And it'll be Dickerson up there to bat, the right fielder, Zach Dickerson. And after this first pitch, we'll let you get back to your story that we cut you off with. Is that one's hit over to shortstop. Beavers makes the play, throw to first in time. So a first pitch ground out in the top of the second, the same thing we had in the bottom of the first. And that is the first out of the inning. So go ahead, take it away again with your story, Drew.
So back to walk-up songs. When I was about 11 or 12, I played for this travel team, and we had walk-up songs. And I didn't know we got to choose them, so my dad chose it for me. And he chose the song that says Shine Bright Like a Diamond by
Rihanna. Oh, yeah.
First time I walk up there, I didn't know what it was.
That one's hit first pitch in the air to within the infield. And calling off everybody and making the play at the first baseman, Barraza. So two pitches, two outs here in the top of the second. And it looks like the baseball gods might be trying to keep you from telling your story with us moving along here pretty quickly.
Well, I didn't know what my walk-up song was, so I walk up to the plate for the first time, and I hear it, and I was so embarrassed. I was like, are you serious? Like, what is this song? Like, I was expecting something like country or like something, but I was not expecting that.
You're going up there expecting like some Metallica or something, yeah, and you get Rihanna. So were you in the zone for that at-bat, or do you even remember? No, were you completely thrown off?
I was so thrown off. I was like, I didn't even know what to do at that point. I was kind of like,
wow. Oh, my goodness. That is so funny. You know, we didn't even have walk-up songs when I was in high school and any time beyond that because I lived in a tiny little town in Wisconsin. We didn't really have those. Didn't have the production value. As it's an 0-2 count already.
Logan's kind of shoving right now.
Definitely is. Up 0-2 in the count to Griffin Snyder. Looking in, out of the windup in the 0-2 pitch. Just missed up and in. So tomorrow for the team is the first off day of the season. So what's on the agenda? What's going on tomorrow with the team during the off day?
I think some of us might go fishing.
1-2 waved on a miss, goes breaking ball, got him flailing out in front. So another smooth inning for Logan McKeever, and we'll come back and talk more about the off day tomorrow when we take a quick break here. 0-0 our score. Logan McKeever sailing through two innings. We're going to go to the bottom of the second. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or takeout in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carryout orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
You can listen to any of your favorite DRG Media Group stations just about anywhere. All you need to do is download the app. Just log on to drgnews.com or download it directly from the App Store or Google Play. You'll get high-quality sound, up-to-date news, weather, and sports stories and video, podcasts, and, of course, your favorite music, notifications, and more. If you don't already have it, download it right now and see what you've been missing. The DRG News app, brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino.
The Corner Station in Pierre can help you get ready for all of your activities and trips all summer long. Fuel up your car, grab snacks, drinks, and coffee, and get on the road so you can make the most of the beautiful summer months. Save 10 cents off per gallon when you pay in-store with cash or a check. They are open every day at 7 a.m. Stop into the Corner Station located at 103 East Pleasant Drive on the S-Curve in Pierre.
So here in the bottom of the second inning, joined by Drew Copeland again, we've got Anthony Barraza up there in an 0-1 count. Second pitch of the at-bat, rather. That one misses low and away. Sometimes have a little bit of an overlap between breaks. Maybe miss a pitch or two, sometimes trying to get moving. The 1-1 to Barraza. Off-speed, good take.
That's gracious.
You know what Anthony said to me probably about 25 minutes before the game?
He said,
Ryan, the wind is blowing out. For the first time, I'm going to try to get you a home run call. The 2-1, that one's hit well out to center, and it's going to be hanging up there a bit too long, trying to give it a ride every time that it goes up in the air out of off Anthony's bat. You always think it could carry.
Yes.
He's got that power hitter swing. That one just hung up a bit too much, and was a fly out for Dane Nakasuka.
Garrett Arnold.
So that's the first out.
But back to our off day tomorrow.
Yes.
I think some of us are going to go fishing. Some of us will probably just hang out, play our PlayStations, Xboxes. I may grill out with the host family. You know, my host family is very nice. My host family's parents actually own Long Branch here in town, so
okay.
It's pretty nice. There's another sidearm.
It's two different release points.
Yes, there is.
Travis Herbert.
You don't see that. You don't see that from a lot of pitchers nowadays. They usually have, you know, they're either submarine or they're most guys are three-quarter.
Completely changing up the arm angle.
Yeah,
from pitch to pitch, that one was back more straight over the top. We have a 1-1 count.
It can definitely be tough as a hitter seeing it from multiple arm angles at the same time.
I know for me, in MLB The Show, when I play The Show, when I see Darren O'Day walking in there on the mound against me, I'm in trouble. Goes back to the sidearm, and that one missed outside. Do you play some MLB The Show?
Yes, I do.
So you understand, when you see Darren O'Day walking out there, you're in a bit of pain.
If I see any submarine guy in MLB The Show, I'm like, well, here we go. I'm going to
2-1. Bounced it.
You know, Garrett's one of our three catchers, and we have three solid catchers, I'd say. Daniel, Garrett, and Carson, you know, they're all so good behind the plate. It's crazy. Like, you could literally pick any one, and they can catch any of us. Like, they all receive very well. They all block very well. They can throw guys out, you know.
3-1, that's chopped over to the right side. Snyder fields and throws over to first in time for out number one. Or out number two, actually, after we had the flyout from Anthony Barraza, so two outs in the inning. And we were talking about that last night, me and Jack Van Camp, who started two nights ago, talking about how important it is to have some chemistry between a pitcher and a catcher, and so it sounds like, on your perspective as well, that is a added bonus for this team.
Yeah, it definitely helped that Daniel caught me opening the night for the last two innings, and then opened up last night and he caught me, so he kind of knew like what I throw and how I throw and stuff like that, so... It did help a lot.
So we've got the lefty, Will Hoke, in there, and he takes a ball low and inside. 1-0 the count with two away here. Nothing to score in the bottom of the second. And I know we were going to have John Hunt on here around this time every game, but the players always supersede the microphone. And so we'll have John on here a little bit later, depending, actually, on how long Drew wants to stay. It's pretty much an open invitation, just whatever the vibe is.
Yeah.
This was a 3-0 count now. Three straight misses low.
Well, Jack stayed up here for a good while last
night. Oh, he did.
So.
He got on the mic at the top of the third, initially said, oh, I'll stay till the fifth. And it was like, oh, I'll do the seventh. And it was like, oh, I'll stay through the eighth. And then he ended up staying until we had our rain delay. As that's a four-pitch walk to Will Hoke, so a base runner on board now with two away.
Yeah, that rain delay was tough last night, you know. We were down 5-0, and then we scored two, and they're in the bottom of the seventh, and then, you know, game gets called. So we had some momentum going there, and it just kind of killed it a little bit. So
what is the mindset then after you have something like that? What is the mindset going into a game like this one today?
It's kind of just carry over what we ended with last night, you know. We were really hitting the ball well at the bottom of the seventh. We were seeing pitches well, better than we did in the beginning of the game, you know. Props to their pitcher last night. He kind of shut us down there.
It was Jarrett Brannon.
He went 3-up, 3-down there most innings. With a little bit of help from his catcher. His catcher's got a can.
1-0 roped into left field for a 2-out base hit. So now two base runners aboard with 2 down in the second. CJ Kumbo through the left side of the infield between that 5-6 hole.
Yeah, it kind of felt like a pitcher's duel last night, if I'm being honest, you know.
Absolutely did. The one mistake that Jack Van Camp made up here last night was when, in the sixth inning, he said, boy, this game is moving really fast. Those are the famous last words all the time. It's a broadcaster's jinx, his first ever broadcaster's jinx. I'm sure that he learned his lesson after saying that. He'll probably never say this game is moving fast ever again when he's up here. With two runners on, the first pitch is swung on and missed from Maddox Mueller.
Yeah, last night, dude, my defense was amazing last night. I'm going to go ahead and put it on the record that we have one of the best outfields in the Expedition League. We had Maddox in left last night. He's probably one of the quickest people I think I've ever seen in my life.
There have been two times where I have thought there is no way that he's going to make it to a ball. He tracked one down, I think, over in left center
a
couple nights ago, and then last night as well. And I was thinking to myself, there's no way he makes this play, right? But then he just does.
Yeah, him, and then we had Gabe in center last night, and we had Jacob in right. You know, they were just locked down. So
we're going to get a quick step out here.
Anything up in the air, I was like, well, that's going to get caught.
I don't know. It looked like Maddox may have got some dirt in his eye a little bit. It's always uncomfortable.
Yeah, sometimes in college we would just do that to kind of slow down the game. If the pitcher was kind of in a groove, we would step out, you know, pretend to fix a contact or for like do our batting gloves or whatever it may be.
1-1 swung on and missed, goes with a fastball. And does that look like 90 miles an hour to you? Because on my scouting report, all the research I was able to do, I saw that at a perfect game event he threw 90.
I mean, it's kind of tough to tell from up here. It would definitely be better if I was down in the dugout. So
goes fastball once again and comes up empty there. So that's a strikeout to end the inning. So two runners aboard with two away, and they are both stranded at first and second base. We're through two innings. 0-0 is our score going to the third. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Experience the Outpost Lodge overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
Business owners, have you been exploring advertising more on social media or even looking at advertising and streaming services? This is John with DRG Media Group. Did you know that we offer complete marketing solutions that can have your business on the radio, online, in applications on your customers' smartphones, across social media, and even on popular streaming services? Give us a call today at 224-8686 and let the team at DRG Media Group take care of all your marketing needs so you can get back to the important things, your business and your customers.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
We're through two innings here at Hyde Stadium, and we are tied at zero. Carson Gross leading it off, the left-handed hitting infielder for the Raging Rooster. We've got Drew Copeland back up here for his third inning up in the booth with me, giving some analysis. First pitch of the inning misses up and outside from Logan McKeever. And we were just talking during the break. I got a text from my producer, Heather, saying that there might be a bit of a storm system developing and heading this way. Mm. And this, of course, is less than 5 minutes after I was just talking about an announcer's jinx. And what did I say during the pregame show is that one's fouled off to the left side towards the team bus. Oh. And that
just missed the bus. I
saw it bounce up. I think it hit off the road.
Oh. Yeah.
So one and two is the count now.
It's dangerous parking over there.
But during pregame, I said I don't think that weather will be an influence tonight, as that's fouled off nearly the same exact spot up there on the Capitol. I think it's Drive. Is it Drive? Road? Street?
I thought it was Avenue.
Oh, so none of the three that I said. I mean, either one.
I think it's Avenue.
I know that the Capitol is back there somewhere, and that's the name of the street. The 1-2 pitch missed up and outside. The count now even at 2. What are you going with here in a 2-2 count?
Probably curveball low or slider.
So the 2-2 is inbound, and that one's
fouled
out there. Now, will it get down? Actually, it will be the shortstop. Fevers making the play, calling everybody off near the line. A tough play to make, a lot of ground to run, but making it look easy for the first out.
Tell you what, man, our defense is something else. I mean, it's just we also have depth at every position, so it helps. You know, we've got three or four guys who can play middle infield, three or four guys who can play the corners. I mean, you see, we have multiple outfielders that can play left, center, right. Doesn't matter.
We've seen kind of a revolving door of players subbed in every single night, getting guys action. First pitch swing, and that's popped up to the right side. Ranging out will be the second baseman, Kumbo, and he'll make the play out there probably about 30 or 40 feet onto the grass. So two outs, two fly balls, two long runs for the middle infielders.
Oh, Jacob's going to call him off there for a second. Or not Jacob, sorry, Noah. Noah's in right field right now.
And I know that, obviously, for people who have played baseball, they know that communication on balls like that are very important in a situation like that, trying to make sure that you know who it is that is responsible for going after that. You don't want collisions. You'd probably rather have a ball drop in that situation than have a collision.
Yeah, that's one of those areas that we call the Bermuda Triangle of baseball. You know, it's three positions coming together, and somebody's got to call and make the catch. So
you see a large number of baseballs drop somewhere within that Bermuda Triangle.
Yes, you do.
There's two of them, actually. There's one over there in right and one over there in left.
Yeah.
Seen a ball hit kind of somewhere within the middle of both in the past two batters. Now we've got Dane Nakasuka, so we're back to the top of the order, and it's a 1-1 count with two down in the top of the third. 1-1, that's ripped into left field for a two-out base hit from Dane Nakasuka. We talked about Craig Kinney and how he has been a tough out this series. Dane Nakasuka has been equally as difficult.
Indeed he has. You know, it was so tough to pitch around him last night. You know, he's a very good leadoff guy. He sees a lot of pitches. He makes contact. I mean, he hit for power. You saw the home run he hit the other night. He's kind of an all around player, you know.
So that's the first hit of the night for the Raging Roosters. One hit apiece in this game. So a two out base runner. And McKeever steps off and just fakes a throw over there to first.
You know, I watched a clip the other night from the Oklahoma State UCLA game. Oregon State.
Be careful. Don't mix up those OSUs, especially with one that goes to one. But yeah, I gotcha. I think I know which one you're about to say.
And the pitcher stepped off the second with bases loaded, and they were up by one.
Yep.
And he faked through it a second, and they called it a balk. And it brought in the tying run, and the next guy hit a three-run bomb to win the game.
Did you happen to see the final score to that game?
It was like 25-22 or something like that.
I think that's exactly what it was. That is unreal. Have you ever played in a game that is anywhere remotely as high scoring as that one?
I don't think so. I mean, there's been games that have been like 12-11, you know, maybe 13-11, but I don't think I've ever been in a game where there's been more than 20 runs scored on one side.
Nakasuka takes off for second, and he's in there easily after it bounces away from the catcher. So that's an easy stolen base. For Dane Nakasuka, he got a good jump, but it would have been a tough play down there anyway. So now a two-out runner in scoring position in the 2-0 count for Caleb Herbert, the shortstop. And in this series, he is 1-for-8 with a single, scored two runs, walked twice, and struck out three times. And he's got a 2-0 count.
Yeah, he pitched against us the other night, and he threw pretty hard, if I'm being honest. He was probably running up there to the mid upper eights if I'm gonna say so.
The 2-0.
Attaboy, get
spot. Down and
good
missed.
Spot. You know, as a pitcher, it's so tough to come back from counts like 2-0, 3-0. You know, because 2-0, you know, they're sitting on fastball and, you know, all speed. Sometimes you don't have it that day. So really, all you have is a fastball. Sometimes
2-1 chopped over to third.
Colby
throwing that one over
good
across
play.
The diamond
attaboy.
In time. So. The Raging Roosters strand a runner on second base, and Logan McKeever gets out of the inning after giving up a two-out single. We remain tied at zero. We're going to the bottom of the third inning. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. Whether you're at home, traveling around the world, or anywhere in between, you can take River 92.7 with you. How, you may ask? Activate the River 92.7 Alexa skill or download the DRGNews.com app, a service of Golden Buffalo Casino. Both are easy to set up, allowing you to enjoy high-quality sound wherever you go. Again, take River 92.7 anywhere you go by enabling the Alexa skill or downloading the DRGNews.com app.
Living with less pain means living at your best, but an action-packed life can wear your body down. Avera Orthopedics keeps you moving with total joint replacements for pain you don't have to live with. Find relief with the region's largest orthopedic physician team of specialized surgeons so you can keep moving forward. Avera, moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/sf-total joint.
back here for the bottom of the third in a 0-0 ball game. Andrew Beavers leading off the bottom of the third, and during that half inning we had a bit of a mini game down there on the race, but he wiped out pretty hard.
He lost his shoes first, then he got there, and he took a bit of a spill.
Happens to the best of us. Big wave and a miss. Ow. Wind blowing out. And so, a bit of a chance for some home run action. Is that what the bat swing was?
Was that sidearm again?
Changing up the arm angle.
Beaver's actually another utility guy. He played right field the other night.
That one's ripped pretty well out to left. Out to left center.
Yep.
And arranging in to make the play. Dane Nakasuga.
Yeah, he played right field the other night, and then he's played shortstop today, so, you know. He's very versatile. Very versatile.
And so, back to the top of the order after that line out to center field. Connor Bendick batting. He grounded out to short in his first at bat. And I was just a bit distracted there, making sure that the audio is back up and running. First pitch misses. The righty Connor Bendick, that one misses. So the count now 2-0, one away here in the bottom of the third inning. We are tied.
This is one of those counts where it's just got to be right in your wheelhouse, and if you can give it a ride, then you swing at it.
2-0 off speed. Taken.
You don't see that a lot, you know. You don't see a lot of 2-0 off speeds nowadays, you know.
Switching up the pitch mix. 2-1 goes with another one.
Goodness,
that one missed. It's very easy to get distracted up here with all the technology in front of you, all the things trying to keep up at once. 3-1 misses in front of the plate for ball four.
We are.
Rolls to the backstop, but it's ball four anyway. So a one-out base runner. And now maybe the trapper is trying to get on the board first. Noah McCreary batting now. He's been a staple in the outfield this entire series.
Yes, he has. He's also been swinging it pretty well. You know, a lot of the balls that he has hit have been hit very well.
He's a lefty. Has a runner on first. The wind blowing out to right.
Seems to be a trend here, Pierre.
It certainly does. That one missed well inside.
That one's got him.
So, what has been your interpretation of how Hyde Stadium plays in terms of the pitcher's perspective?
It definitely favors pitchers when you're facing a righty, but definitely not a lefty. The guy who hit a home run last night, he pieced it up pretty well, and it looks like it just kept going and going and going. So, you know, that was really one of the only bad pitches I made last night. I think it was sitting slider, and I got down 2-0 with fastballs, and I was like, all right, well, I broke one off for a strike, and then I broke another one off, and pretty sure he was sitting in slider, and he took it for a ride. So
he did, and that was the one run that you gave up last night. And the 2-0, that's hit on the ground, and it is nice play at second, a diving play in the throw to first for the out.
What a play.
What a play from Snyder at second base, ranging deep into the hole. Gets a glove on it and gets up and throws him out from his knees.
One heck of a play. One heck of a play.
And that is a big timeout, because if that leaks through the infield, there is a chance. There's a chance that you get Connor to advance from first to third, perhaps.
Yes.
And so not only does that save a base hit, it also maybe keeps a runner from advancing to third. So web gym there. And now two away for Gabriel Arroyo. Just unlucky for Noah McCreary. Just a better play made out there at second from Griffin Snyder. 0-1 count to Arroyo. That one missed well up. Maybe slipped out of the hand a little bit.
Yeah, had a couple of those last night.
Does the rain, when it is raining, does the rain, how big of an effect does that have on you trying to grip the ball?
Oh, it has a really big effect, you know. You know, throwing strikes in baseball definitely isn't easy, and it gets a lot harder when the ball's wet, so, you know, it's not easy.
And as we've seen instances where the major leagues has changed up the baseballs, and there have been times where pitchers have complained about grip, and that is, they're going to say that one got the back door, I think, with the off-speed pitch. Wow. Gabriel kind of giving a quick look back to the home plate umpire.
Yes, he did.
1-2 is the count. 2 away here. Runner on second, so a base hit could bring in the first run of the game. The 1-2. Swung on and missed strike 3. So that will end the inning, and that is the third strikeout of the game so far for Travis Herbert. We're through 3 innings, and we are still scoreless. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull-type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero-turn mowers in 3 models, and Bush Hog tillers, 3-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
Are you ready for a little fun in the sun?
Oh, yeah.
Funtime Rentals in Fort Pier and DRG Media Group are giving you a chance to win a 4-hour pontoon rental. Head over to your favorite station page at drgnews.com and register daily for your chance to win
a pontoon rental from Funtime Rentals.
See the full list of rental items by visiting funtimerentalsfb.com. Thanks to our friends at the Long Branch, River City's Public Transit, Iceman Home, Slumberland Furniture, Masterpiece One Stop Smoke Shop, and Funtime Rentals for making this promotion possible.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or takeout in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carryout orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
We're back here for the top of the fourth inning, still tied up at 0, and it's the catcher Craig Kinney leading it off. This past half inning, we had some dogs out there field for Bark in the Park, right?
Yes.
Some animals out there on the field. Have you ever had any experiences with any mid-game, any animals running out onto the field, any sort of weird stuff like that? Because you never know.
No, I'm not, but back home we have the Baltimore Orioles AAA. In Norfolk, Virginia. It's about 45 minutes from the house, and they have Bark in the Park.
That's it. Into the left center field, and that's going to roll all the way to the wall for extra bases. So it'll probably be a double for Craig Kinney to lead off the fourth inning, and he has been a tough out this entire series. And ripped one just over the head of Beavers at shortstop, and it rolled all the way out there to the Long Branch sign in left center field. So a leadoff double.
That kid was a tough out last night. He's been a tough out all series, so.
He's been racking up hits left and right, and now it's Sage McMinn who went yard yesterday, a tall left-handed hitter.
Yes, he did.
And so I just got a text that the Herberts are not brothers. Thank you. Thank you so much for that, because I did not know. Would you mind, Summer, would you mind telling, is there any relation there in the YouTube chat? Would you mind letting me know? And then also, hello to my friend that was up in the box with me last night during the rain delay. Yes, of course, I remember you. You had the headset on with me, helping me out. I appreciated that. That's ripped into left field, and that will drop for a base hit as well. But Craig Kinney will hold up at third base. So runners on the corners with no outs after back-to-back singles. Or after back-to-back hits, one of them an extra base hit, and that one a single.
Now batting for the Raging Roosters, the right fielder, number 7, Zach Dickerson.
So Zach Dickerson up there. And so, yeah, like I said, Summer, if you just let me know if there's a relation between the Herbert brothers, or not brothers, that they're, since they're not brothers, just let me know what the relation is, or if there is not one.
And a boy gets bought.
First pitch in there for a called strike to Zach Dickerson. Runners on the corners. Nobody out. 0-0 our score. Will it remain that way? We'll have to wait and see. Zach Dickerson hits that one on the ground. Could be two, and it's bobbled, and they will just get the out at second. So ranging over to the right was Beavers.
Yes.
That one took a bit of a hop on him. Bobbled it a little bit, but able to stay composed and get an out. But that is the first run of the game on a fielder's choice. So 1-0 is the score on the fielder's choice. And so now it will be Jarrett Brannon. He pitched last night, and he's back in the lineup tonight.
Yeah, he was very solid on the mound last night.
So one run in here in the top of the fourth for the Roosters. First pitch misses outside. See, now you see it's very easy to be distracted by all the things going on around you.
Yes, it is.
Kind of become my producer for the YouTube stream, updating the innings and the score. Put up that first round the board without me even having to say anything or look over there. The 1-0, breaking ball, missed inside.
Like a slaughter.
So 2-0 the count. Jarrett Brannon. Makings perhaps of a big inning. The runner on first.
Come on. That boy.
That's in there for a strike. Goes with a fastball and gets on the right side of the count. 2-1. Pick over to first. Trying to check up there on Dickerson. Nothing doing, though. And Jarrett Brannon, we mentioned his performance on the mound last night. But in each of the first two games, he drove in the first runs of the game for the Raging Roosters. That one sliced foul towards the cars, heads up there, hit off the top of the cage, and stayed in the park.
Thought I was going to get out there and get a car there for a second.
It looked like it was headed that way. If all the foul balls can just stay over to the left side and not the right, then I'm okay with that. So a 2-2 count, trying to work back after being down 2-0 in the count. The 2-2 missed just upstairs. So 3-2 count. If it's you out there on the mound, what are you going with in a 3-2?
Depends on what I'm feeling. You know, last night the slider was working very well. I kind of relied on that a lot. I would throw it for a lot of first pitches.
3-2, rubbed over to second base. Kumbo makes the play and throws it over to first the second out.
I guess he was stealing.
They're probably, with how hard that was hit, there probably would have been a play at second.
Yeah, he had to have been stealing.
So, taking off pays off for Zach Dickerson as he avoids grounding into the double play. Instead, just the out at first. For the second out of the inning, so now Griffin Snyder, who made a heck of a play at second base this past half inning, taking a hit off the board. The first pitch.
Thud.
That one missed in. So two away here in the top of the fourth inning, 1-0 the score. Two hits in the inning. The 1-0, that's hit over to third.
Another one
of Colby makes the play. Throws it over to first in time for the third out of the inning. So the Raging Roosters do put up one on the board, but nothing more. They strand a runner on second base. We're going to the bottom of the fourth inning. 1-0 the score. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
The Crossing Inn Pier is a must-stop for ice-cold beverages in a relaxed atmosphere. They have 16 beers on tap. Many of them are from breweries all around South Dakota. And with a full liquor selection, they can mix up the drink you are looking for. Their staff is ready to serve you and your friends. Like them on Facebook to get information about drink specials and event information. Stop on down to The Crossing, located at 115 East Pleasant Drive, right next to the Corner Station.
The BRG Media Group Sports Players Perspective Podcast.
I'm already liking how it's going right now and everything I'm already doing. And after this contract, I'd actually like to go active duty and then see where it goes from there.
Here's Kaylee Rolfe, graduated senior, great Boulder, but she's talking about a career in the military, maybe. Find out more on the Players Perspective Podcast. Listen or download your favorite station page at drgnews.com and the BRG News app. Brought to you by American Bank and Trust and Avera Orthopedics.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp. With Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
Welcome back in here for the bottom of the fourth inning. We've got Anthony Barraza leading it off, and he takes the first pitch inside for ball one. Barraza flew out to center field last time. A high pop-up, and that's a big swing and a miss. He's going for the fences today.
Yes, he is.
Trying to be that first home run for the Trappers of the season.
He's definitely got the power. He has showcased it in BP plenty of times. First day he was here, hit like nine bombs in BP.
The 1-1 off-speed missed outside. So in the situation, if it ever were to come up in extra innings where we have that home run derby swing off, Anthony would absolutely be on that list. 2-1 chopped foul.
Depends on where the wind's going. Because if the wind plays like it likes to in here in Pierce, South Dakota, we're probably going to have to put three lefties up there because
it's been blowing out to the right most of the time. So 2-2 is our count. Anthony Barraza, the power hitter, the 2-2, waved on and missed. It goes off speed, gets him swinging over the top. So that is a strikeout to start off the fourth inning. And that is the fourth strikeout of the game for the pitcher, Travis Herbert, who, as I have been informed in my chat, thankfully, been informed in my chat that they are not brothers. Of course, I'm talking about Travis Herbert and Caleb Herbert. I appreciate that. And if you were to know what the relation is or if there is any, just let me know so I can fix that. First pitch.
That's a good spot.
In there for a strike to Garrett Arnold. A one-off speed.
A little breaking ball.
So what is your favorite pitch to throw?
Probably my slider.
Your slider.
No.
Chopped foul there.
It's usually my better off-speed. You know, I throw a slider and also throw a knuckle curve. So usually my slider is kind of my go-to. Get some swing and misses sometimes. Get some looks, you know. So, I just feel like I can throw it any time for a strike really.
The 1-2 check swing appeal down and he did not go. So the count now 2-2. And this is a question that I asked Jack Van Camp last night when he was up here with me. Which is more satisfying, a strikeout looking or a strikeout swinging?
Probably strikeout looking.
That's exactly what he said too. That one's hit out to right, and
don't hit my car.
Foul out of play, and now see, it's your car that's in danger now, not just me.
Yeah, my car's over there by the batting cage, so.
So you parked it a bit close there.
A little bit.
I don't think that one hit anything there. I think it dropped harmlessly over in the grass. 2-2 again, off speed, and that one just dropped in there to the top of the strike zone for strike three, so back-to-back strikeouts to start off the inning. For Travis Herbert. So now with two away, we've got Will Hoke up there. He walked in his first at-bat. The lefty. And Will, actually, funny enough, told me last night, during our rain delay that he went to high school with one of the people that I go to school with at Oklahoma State, and that is in my sports media program. Now one misses. Will from Oklahoma City, so it makes sense. An Oklahoma kid. So 1-0 is the count. Two outs. Bottom of the fourth, 1-0 to score. The Trappers trailing.
Oh boy, yeah.
That one missed low as well. Similar locations on back-to-back pitches. Nice takes. Both times for the lefty, Will Hoke. He plays first base, but he's designated hitting tonight.
Yeah, he's a really solid defensive first baseman over there. You know, he picks a lot of things. He keeps the ball in front of him if he has to. No. So.
And first base is not an easy position to play. You played corner infield before you were a pitcher, so you would know.
Yeah, I did. I played first base my sophomore year of high school, and then I played a little bit my senior year.
That's a four-pitch walk for Will Hoke. So a two-out base runner.
Yeah, I played first base sophomore year, then I caught, played first and third, and pitched my senior year. So
what brought about the pitching phase of things that has now transitioned over into this summer?
Well, I got to college at Midland Christian, and, you know, it's college, and there was just guys who were better than me, and coaches were like, look, you know, these guys are a little bit better. Not trying to be rude. They were just being honest, and I was like, all right, well, I'm going to find a way back out there in the field, and, you know, I came in as a pitcher as well, so – and I got one start against Southern Virginia probably halfway through the season, and it was a pretty solid start. And then I started another game against Kentucky, got my first college win. And then from there on, I've just been a starter ever since. So
we've got a 2-0 count now to C.J. Kumbo, the second baseman, with a runner on after the two-out walk. Yes. 2-0. That one's in there for a strike. Finally back in the strike column is Travis Herbert. He threw six consecutive balls before that one. 2-1. Beck swung back to the pitcher. Herbert makes the play and just casually throws it over to first for the third out of the inning. So an unfortunate check swing that is put in play for C.J. Kumbo. And that will retire the side in the fourth inning, so the Trappers strand a runner on first base. Nothing beyond that, though. We're through four. 1-0 is our score. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Why am I so sore? There are everyday moments.
Hey, hold the ladder! Hold the ladder!
Yeah, that hurt. And there are epic moments.
Collins! Class of 1995!
When a moment creates a health need, visit the experts at Avera Orthopedics. We're moving health forward so you can tell the story. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
It's the easiest way to shop locally online and save. Discount deals at drgnews.com any time of the day or night with great savings on items and services. Everspring Inn and Suites in Bismarck. Sky Zone in Bismarck. Alevity Entertainment in Aberdeen. The Enchant Auto Body. Slater Oil. And more. Register to save your payment information or shop as a guest. Just click on Discount Deals at any station page on drgnews.com. Discount Deals from DRG Media Group.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
We're back here at Hyde Stadium in Pierce, South Dakota for the top of the fifth inning. 1-0 is our score. Raging Roosters lead, and Carson Gross is leading us off here in the fifth. Logan McKeever still out there, and that one's nubbed, and that will drop just beyond the dirt. So jammed him up a little bit off the inside, off the handle, and it just dropped past Colby Rich at third. That's one of those, in MLB The Show terms, we call a very late jammed hit right there.
It's Connor at third, not Colby.
Is it Connor? It is Connor.
I kept saying Colby.
Ah, look at us.
They threw kind of the same, so you'll be a little confused.
Look at us. So that one dropped just over the head of Connor Bendick. And after the leadoff single, Nick Eastham is batting. That much I know for sure. And a 1-0 count. Logan McKeever picks over to first. Nothing doing. One added advantage of being up here with me, and so that other than just being able to do what you do best, and that is talk, you get to be here in the AC.
Yes, it is.
Out of the sun, out of the humidity, the heat.
Oh, you want to talk about humidity? Humidity back home is horrible. It's so bad.
I probably personally, as I were taking off here on the pitch and a play down at second, not in time, so that's a stolen base for Carson Gross. If we're talking about humidity, I would probably rather be in 100 degree weather with 0% humidity than 75 and 100% humidity.
Yeah. It can be like 90 back home, but like with humidity it'll be like it'll feel like it's like 101 or 102.
And humidity just makes you feel gross too.
Yeah, it's
makes you feel like, as I like to say, like you've been dipped in super glue.
Yeah, it gets super sweaty.
The 2-0. That's hit within the infield. Will it stay
here
in play? It's not going to. Drops foul out of play to the right side.
I think a kid caught it.
Good hands, good heads-up play. Anthony Barraza tried to make a play on it, but ran out of room.
Got a little nervous over here, didn't you? Car's back there.
It is back there. It's pretty much straight behind me this way.
Really?
So I see one start looping up this way. That's when I'm going to start to really be sweating. I'm tempting fade every time I park over there, but I haven't changed it. Runner on second, nobody out in the top of the fifth.
Ooh.
That runs in and gets him in the lower back, and that's a aggressive bat flip. Did not like that. Not a good spot to be hit in, the lower back area. It's never fun really to be hit anywhere, but especially with a fastball that gets down there. They have a lower spine. Those are never fun. So runners on first and second. Do you have any stories of like, the worst place that you've been hit by pitch?
Oh, yes. Oh, so I was probably, I think I was 12, 11 or 12, and we were playing in this tournament in, I think it was Morehead City, North Carolina. And I was hitting, and I was facing like a 6-foot-tall 12-year-old. Like, I don't even think this kid was 12, to be honest. And he's like, from like 46 feet, he's throwing like 70.
And oh, my Lord.
I'm up there to bat. And he throws me inside fastball, hits me right on the elbow, like straight on the bone. And it did not feel good.
Swelling up immediately.
I told my dad after, I said, Dad, we got to go buy me an elbow guard.
Did you rub it is the question. Because that's hit over to first, a chance at 2-1. That's in time. Over to second, not in time, but they do get the fielder's choice at second base. So nice play over there by Anthony Barraza, the first baseman. Gets Nakasuka into a fielder's choice, so Nakasuka does reach, but there is one out after Nick Eastham goes down. Runners on the corners with one away.
You know, I tried not to rub it, but
it
hurts
makes sense.
So bad.
You want to hear a quick story about my worst hit by pitch? It was my senior year of high school. We were playing against a team. They're named Waupun. They win state pretty much every single year. They win the state championship in Wisconsin in our division pretty much every year. And it's probably March. So it's cold outside, and it's a night game. And so it was probably, as McKeever steps off and checks on Nakasuka, who doesn't even go back to the bag, just kind of stays where he is.
Well,
runners on the corners.
It's
an alpha move by Dane Nakasuka, just staying where he's at. And so it's probably 40 degrees outside, and so you know that things hurt worse when it's cold.
Yes, yes. Oof, that one just missed.
Caleb Herbert takes that one outside.
That
and so the pitcher probably was throwing about lower 80s, somewhere around there, and it's the first pitch of the game. I'm the leadoff hitter. First pitch of the game goes fastball, slips it out of the hand and hits me right between the shoulder blades. As that one's ripped into left field, and that'll be an RBI base hit for Caleb Herbert.
Oof.
Tried to get a throw in there from the left fielder Mueller. It was cut off, though. And that allowed for Carson Gross to score standing up. So score now 2-0, Rage and Roosters lead after the RBI base hit from Caleb Herbert. So these last couple of innings, the Rage and Roosters have been getting some action on the bases.
This is such a tough game for us because, I mean, we used a lot of our pitching here in the first three games. You had Caleb, who started game one, and did a phenomenal job. So
that's hit up the middle. Going to be a tough play.
What a play,
play
Beaver.
And this throw to second is in time. What a play.
Good play, Beaver.
And that was the shortstop. Andrew Beavers laying out there, getting dirty, and flipping it from his stomach to second base.
What a play.
So that is out number two, and runners now on the corners with two away.
Yeah, Caleb threw game one. I think he threw close to 100 pitches. He threw very well. And then you had Jack, who threw two nights ago. He threw close to 100 as well. So, it's just tough because a lot of our pitchers are still playing college ball. They're still in their conference tournaments, and some of them are in national tournaments and such. So it's kind of tough right now.
Absolutely. And the Rage and Roosters only traveled with 13 guys, so they're having to cycle through their pitchers as well.
That's insane.
It's usually how it goes in the early season with these summer leagues. You have players that are arriving kind of at their own rate.
We're only having 13 guys. We're playing very well this weekend.
Definitely are. They've taken the past two games in the series, and they're ahead 2-0 here in the final game.
Yeah, that opening night win felt very well. Felt very good, though, you know.
Absolutely.
That one's outside.
Sage McMinn
had a pretty good crowd there on opening night. I think we had, 800 people, something like that?
818 from John Hunt, who just so happened to be in the perfect place at the right time to give us that number.
But getting the strikeout as the last out of the game was very fun, you know. Seeing the crowd get on their feet, clapping with two strikes, you know. That's something I've never had before.
I'm sure that was a bit of a surreal, cool moment for you.
Yes, it was.
So we've got a 2-2 count with two away in the top of the fifth for Sage McMinn.
Your buddy who was up here last night said he is also from Wisconsin.
Interesting. Okay. Another Wisconsin kid. Like to hear it. And a great play from Mr. Beavers indeed. Fantastic play.
Yeah, me and him have the same first name, actually. You know, my actual first name is Andrew, but
you go by Drew.
Everybody calls me Drew, so. Yes. Oof, just missed.
That was a great pitch. Just missed inside, so the count runs full.
3-2, so.
A walk here would load the bases with two outs.
Runner on first base is going to be taken off right here on the pitch.
So, anything maybe put into the gap, a chance to score two.
Yes, it does.
McMinn, the lefty. Runner is in motion, and that one just missed outside.
Well.
So two close misses, and you can tell that Logan McKeever wanted to take a second to breathe after that one, taking a quick walk around the mound, taking his time to adjust. Just missed that one. And so now we've got the bases loaded with two away. Nakasuka is at third. Craig Kinney, the catcher, at second. And Sage McMinn at first. Those have really been the three guys this entire series who have done the most damage offensively.
Yeah.
And they're occupying each of the three bases. That's chopped foul towards the third base side. Big opportunity here for Zach Dickerson, the right fielder. Trying to add on some insurance runs. Already 2-0. Shout out to Andrew Beavers, Nana from Tennessee.
I like Tennessee. I have family in Tennessee, actually.
Where at in Tennessee? She probably would know.
Close to Kingsport.
And that one missed in the dirt. The count even now at 1-1.
Oh! Did he get him?
Throw down to third, and they are going to say he is out. And you saw Logan McKeever.
That.
Logan McKeever walking off the mound, tapping his head as if he was doing a big brain maneuver, and that is exactly what it was.
I kind of missed that. I was talking about Tennessee, and I happened to look up, and the play just happened.
And I looked down for a second to update my scorebook. I look up, I see Nakazuka sliding back into third base, and I guess he just got caught sleeping out there, didn't get back in time. You remember earlier in the half inning, he was over at first base, and Logan stepped off, and he didn't even go back to first. Maybe the same type of situation. Maybe Logan remembered that. So 2-0 our score after the pick over to third base to end the inning. We're going to take a quick break here, as we've kind of talked into this break. Take a quick break, and we'll be back for the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or takeout in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carryout orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. Whether you're at home, traveling around the world, or anywhere in between, you can take River 92.7 with you. How, you may ask? Activate the River 92.7 Alexa skill or download the DRGNews.com app, a service of Golden Buffalo Casino. Both are easy to set up, allowing you to enjoy high-quality sound wherever you go. Again, take River 92.7 anywhere you go by enabling the Alexa skill or downloading the DRGNews.com app.
And we are back here for the bottom of the fifth inning. The Raging Roosters scored one run in the top of the fifth. It was an RBI base hit. I believe it was Carson Gross scored the run, and it was an RBI single from Caleb Herbert. So the Trapper is trying to cut into the two-run deficit. And it is Maddox Mueller who is leading things off. And it was brought to my attention over the commercial break by my producer, Heather. I never finished my story about getting hit by pitch in the worst spot possible. March game, Wisconsin, cold, guy who throws in the 80s. First pitch of the game, I'm a right-handed hitter, and it runs in and hits me right between the shoulder blades.
Oof.
And it dropped me to my knees immediately. Dropped straight down, basically turned into a sack of potatoes, and I needed a good minute or so to get back up.
Oof,
and make my quick trot to first. And I promise you that I did rub it. Promise. And it was only like 4 or 5 years ago, so I don't have the excuse of being a kid. I rubbed it because I was in pain. I broke all the rules, but sometimes it happens. We've got a two-run count, and Maddox Mueller hits over to third base.
Oh,
backhand play, still tough, and a long throw bounces
and
off of the bag. So Carson Gross tried to go backhand, and it hit off the heel of the glove.
Speed kills, tell you what.
And Maddox Mueller does have pretty much all the speed you could ask for.
I heard he runs a 6.5, 60-yard dash. That's quick.
Electric. That one.
We're not going to talk about my 60-yard dash,
Tom. Oh, blazing it. I'm trying to figure out whether we should rule that one a hit or an error. It was a backhanded play, so it's not the most routine thing in the world, and Maddox has some speed. We're going to go with a base hit there.
Okay.
That's what we're going to go with. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would. And the ball's outside.
Andrew Beavers. With a runner on first base, after the base hit, we're going to score it.
From Athens, Tennessee.
So for Miss Lisa, Andrew's Nana, he's up to bat right now.
Oof, what a swing.
Big swing.
Yeah, he goes to Milligan University. They play in the Appalachian Athletic Conference, so they play with teams like Montree, St. Andrews, Tennessee Wesleyan. We played Montree.
Taking off, and we got to play a second in time, and so it looked like Maddox was taking off, and so Herbert just simply stepped off and fired it over to second base, and that was all she wrote. So that is the first out of the inning. Maddox Mueller caught stealing. And so Andrew Beaver's still up to bat, but no runners on base. That one runs in and gets him on the leg. So a runner on first base now. Maddox Mueller was thrown out at second for the first out, but hit by pitch for Andrew Beavers. So with one away, a base runner now. So we're back to the top of the order for Connor Bendick, and he is 0 for 1 in this game. He walked in the third.
What a walk-up song. This would get me going.
Not as good as Party in the USA, though, right?
Yeah. Party in the USA is a banger.
First pitch.
Good eye, the boy.
And taken. Connor Bendick playing third base tonight after, for a couple innings, we initially thought that it was not. We thought it was Colby Rich playing third base just out of, I don't know. Even though we knew Connor was in the lineup,
yeah.
Mallon bounces away and gets away from Kenny, the catcher, and that allows for an easy advance to second for Andrew Beavers.
This is we need this run right here.
Down so, 2-0 in the fifth.
This would be a big run, big run. It's kind of what happened last night. You know, we were down, we scored, and then the game got called, so it was rough.
If you didn't have the pickoff to second base, you could have runners on second and third with no outs. And that puts you in a great position to tie the game.
You know, baseball.
2-0 fastball missed. 3-0, and I would assume that Connor will probably take all the way here.
I don't know. I've seen some guys get 3-0 green lights, and they it's funny when guys get 3-0 green lights, and then they pop up, and coach is not very happy with
them. Oh, yeah, that's... 3-0 is a fastball right in there and taken. That is up there, I think, from my experience. That would be up there with failing to get down a bunt for things that would make the coach the most upset. Any other ones you can think of?
Not really. Probably like running the third for the last out of the game.
Yes. 3-1, and that's in there for a strike as well. And, you know, we actually did have that where the final out was at third base two nights ago.
Yeah.
It was strike him out, throw him out at third.
That was rough.
Would have been the tying run. Got a bit too aggressive with it. And I get the sentiment trying to take third to be 90 feet away, hoping that there's still just one out. That looked really strange.
That?
And that's lifted into center field. Nakasuka ranges under, makes the play, and we're going to get a fake tag.
Wow,
so nothing going. And we both were kind of thrown off there. Travis Herbert looked like he was going to pick back to second.
Like
really, really rotated back there and
like
then
little,
delivered home.
Like a little Johnny Cueto move there.
Yeah, I did not see that coming. We've seen him mixing up his delivery.
Sidearm. He's got a repertoire.
It's interesting. Throws you off a little bit.
Yes, it does.
So two away in the inning. Andrew Beavers is at second base. And Noah McCreary up to bat. He's 0 for 2 in this game. Grounded out twice. First pitch missed.
Curveball.
Inside. 1-0 is the count.
Yeah, so when I was back to the whole bunt thing, back when I was 10, I was playing for this team called the Virginia Explosion.
Okay.
It was a tie ball game in the bottom of the sixth. Bases loaded with no outs. And the coach gives me bunt sign. And I'm looking at him, I'm like, are you serious? Like, I mean, because I was the slowest kid on the team, I was like, did you just give me a bunt sign? And he's like, yeah, so it was a squeeze play, and I ended up getting the bunt down, and we ended up winning the game. And
that's hit out there to center field, Nakasuka ranging back towards the track. One foot on the track and makes the catch, so a deep fly out to center field from Noah McCreary. We've seen a couple of them out there for Nakasuka that have just died before the wall. Maybe if the wind was blowing a bit more that way, that one could have carried out there, but instead it is a long fly out for the third out of the inning. So we are through 5. 2-0 is our score in favor of the Raging Roosters. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Hi, my name is Matt.
I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
Business owners, have you been exploring advertising more on social media or even looking at advertising and streaming services? This is John with DRG Media Group. Did you know that we offer complete marketing solutions that can have your business on the radio, online, in applications on your customers' smartphones, across social media, and even on popular streaming services? Give us a call today at 224-8686 and let the team at DRG Media Group take care of all your marketing needs so you can get back to the important thing, your business and your customers.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero turn mowers in 3 models, and Bush Hog tillers, 3-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
We are through 5 innings of play here in the final.
What's the umpire pointing at?
I think we're getting a substitution out there. Yeah, we're getting some substitutions. What they usually do when you get subs. Okay. They point up to the box where we're at and they signal so other guys like coming in. So it looks like I think we're going to have
Trevor's at second. Trevor Seagraves.
Yep, Trevor Seagraves is at second. I think we've got some new outfielders, too. I think Jacob Griffin might be out there and right now.
Yeah, and then Colby is now in left, not a third. He's in left.
So we will have some defensive changes.
I think that's Connor at shortstop.
I believe that's right. And the first pitch is lined into left center field, and that will get down for a base hit, but cut off in center field.
By Noah.
Noah McCreary in center field, and he cuts that one off to keep it at just a single. But still, the leadoff man reaches after the base hit into left center field. And so, Zach Dickerson, he was in a 1-2 count last inning, but then that pickoff over to third into the inning. So he got a chance to bat there in the sixth and came through with a base hit. 2-0 is our score. Raging Roosters lead.
Ooh, just missed.
Off speed drops in. Just missed. Tried to get it up to drop into the top part, but it did not. The 1-0, that's roped into right center field. That's going to be trouble, and that's going to roll all the way up to the wall.
Uh-oh.
Dickerson rounding second, heading to third. He's rounding third, but it's a hard round, and he's going to go back to third base. So that is a double off the bat of Jarrett Brannon. And now there's runners on second and third with still nobody out.
That one was roped.
And a nice play in right field by Jacob Griffin to play it off the bounce and get it in and not allow for Dickerson to score from first. You're still in a tough situation here. Two guys in the scoring position, nobody out. You've got Griffin Snyder up there to bat for the third time in this game. So if you're a pitcher in a situation like this where you've got two runners in scoring positions, no outs, what is your expectation for a successful inning in a situation like this?
Just pound the zone low, try and get ground balls, fly balls, just don't leave anything. Ooh, that one just missed.
Try to drop it in there.
Don't leave anything hanging right over the middle, Work both corners. That's what I tried to do last night. I was just trying to work inside, outside. Just try and limit the damage as much as you can, really. That's all you can do at this point.
McKeever delivers. Goes off speed. That dropped in there.
Like a slaughter there.
So the count even at 1-1. Runners on second and third with no outs for the Raging Roosters.
Tired.
Bet you are. Pitching last night, that runs in, and that one hit him, and he flips the bat angrily, too.
This team does not like to get hit.
They do not.
I mean, it's free bases.
So now you got a situation, bases loaded, nobody out. See how you can get out of this one. Situation like this arose last night in the seventh.
Yes, it did.
Bases loaded, no outs, and four runs scored in the inning. We'll see if they can limit it to fewer than four. Down 2-0. Carson Gross up there. He singled and scored the second run of the game. Actually, yeah, the second run of the game.
Looks like the infield's going to be in here.
That's a good spot. Fired in there for a strike, so it gets ahead. 1-0 in the count. Bases loaded. Nobody out. Here in the top of the sixth. The 0-1, that's in there.
That's a good
pitch. Called strike two, goes up and outside.
Right now, I'm probably going to go high and in fastball, you know. Some of them couldn't lay off of them last night, so I kind of kept going back to that with two strikes, you know.
We'll see where McKeever goes on the 0-2. He does go upstairs and gets the swing and miss.
Told you. They cannot lay off of that high cheese for nothing.
So goes upstairs, just like my partner Drew Copeland said, and that's the first out of the inning, and a big first out. Because now
that
you have maybe a chance, maybe a chance to try and roll up a double play here and get out of this thing.
As Andrew Beaver just came up behind me, surprised me a little bit.
Telling you you're doing a good job?
He kind of scared me a little bit. I didn't know he was back there. He's been quiet.
Oof. Breaking ball, first
That's
pitch in there, take it for
right
strike
there.
One.
Right now you're just trying to get another ground ball, you know, see if your middle infield can turn double play here. Corner's got to go home right here. And if it's hit back to the pitcher, go four and then go one.
Corners are playing in up near the grass. The 0-1 tries to go outside, just missed that low and outside corner.
Off the plate just a bit, off the plate.
Nick Eastham is the batter, and Dane Nakasuka is on deck.
Yeah, I told Logan before the game, I was like, look, if you get an 0-2, 1-2 count, they like to chase a high fastball, so.
We've got a 1-1, goes off speed, gets a swing and a miss, strike two.
Let's see what he does here.
1-2, and get a cheer from the crowd, trying to will their pitcher, Logan McKeever, through this inning.
See if he goes back upstairs with the fastball.
It was bases loaded, nobody out. Now it's bases loaded, one out, and a 1-2 count. Trying to get back-to-back strikeouts. The 1-2 goes down, and a nice block made by the catcher, Arnold. So 2-2 our count. Crowd clapping. Cheering on their starting pitcher, Logan McKeever, who is in his sixth inning. Looking in for the sign, taking his time before firing the 2-2.
Ooh.
Goes up and in, laid off by Eastham. So the count now full, and I assume we're going to have a meeting out here to figure out what you want to do, 3-2. Got nowhere to put him. So in a situation like this, do you just go with your best stuff,
your most confident stuff? Got to.
And so we'll see what that might be.
Really depends on what
for Logan McKeever.
It's going to depend on what the batter's sitting on here right now. Is he sitting slider? Is he sitting fastball?
Just depends.
If I'm the hitter, I'm probably sitting fastball.
3-2 the count. Bases loaded. Nowhere to put him. 3-2 runs in and hits him.
He hits him.
Was up in the count 1-2. Just lost the grip, I think, of that off-speed pitch.
Looks like we got some action out there in the bullpen.
Get somebody warmed up. And it looks like,
Jackson.
I believe, Jackson Mix. So that brings in a run on the hit by pitch.
And now we're back to the top of the lineup.
And Dane Nakasuka, we've talked about him already on this broadcast. 3-0 the score now in the top of inning number 6. One away. Nakasuka hits one to the right side. Seagraves bobbles it a little bit and throws over to first. Only
play
he can make. So a run does score. on the RBI ground out.
Yeah, four, right.
Yep, 4-0 is our score now.
Shortstop number 2, Caleb Herbert.
So now runners on second and third with two away after the RBI ground out.
Edible. Oof, just missed
inside. That one just missed in. To Caleb Herbert, he singled in the last inning. 1-for-3 in total. 2 runs in here in the sixth. 4-0 our score. That's a ball. That one drops in. 1-1.
There we go.
7 hits on the night for the Roosters, just 1 for the Trappers.
Went back
to the one goes down. But it's laid off. 2-1 the count. And you do have a base if you need it for Caleb Herbert, so it's not.
But I mean, look who's on
deck. You got Craig Kinney on deck, yeah. And he has been on fire this entire series. He doubled earlier in this game and came out to score the first run.
Just missed.
That one just missed as well. So 3-1 is the count now. And as I mentioned, you do have an open base, but not one that you really want to use here.
Yeah. You gotta go after this guy right now.
Daxon Mix up in the bullpen. Logan McKeever 3-1. That one's roped into right field. Jacob Griffin in, and it makes the
play. Jacob.
So that is a line out to right field to end the inning. A nice play made on the run from Jacob Griffin, and that ends the inning. So 2 runs do score for the Roosters. 4-0 to score. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
The Corner Station in Pierre can help you get ready for all of your activities and trips all summer long. Fuel up your car, grab snacks, drinks, and coffee, and get on the road so you can make the most of the beautiful summer months. Save 10 cents off per gallon when you pay in-store with cash or a check. They are open every day at 7 a.m. Stop into the Corner Station located at 103 East Pleasant Drive on the S-Curve in Pierre.
You can listen to any of your favorite DRG Media Group stations just about anywhere. All you need to do is download the app. Just log on to drgnews.com or download it directly from the App Store or Google Play. You'll get high-quality sound, up-to-date news, weather, and sports stories and video, podcasts, and, of course, your favorite music, notifications, and more. If you don't already have it, download it right now and see what you've been missing. The DRG News app, brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
We're back here for the bottom of the sixth inning. Trappers trailing 4-0 against the Raging Roosters. And
Colby is now.
It's going to be Colby Rich batting now for Gabriel Arroyo. So our first, actually, I think for Noah McCreary. Ooh, that one's hit to the right side, but caught on the line. By Sage McMahon. So now we will have Anthony Barraza.
Well, so sitting here watching another Expedition League game between the Red River Pilots and the Sioux Valley Saberdogs, I want to say.
And you do have some friends that are on the Pilots,
have,
is that right?
I have 5 college teammates that play for the Pilots.
Wow, so you're going to get to see them shortly.
Yes, indeed.
I think a couple of weeks, actually.
Oof, what a swing by Anthony. But yeah, we
big hack.
Got a buddy who's a catcher.
a first baseman, outfielder slash pitcher.
The 0-1 to Barraza.
The utility guy and another pitcher. So
don't think that he was expecting the off-speed there. An 0-2 count to Barraza. He struck out his last at-bat.
Come on, yeah.
0-2 breaking ball. Takes that one for strike three. Fooled him on the past two pitches. Didn't like that one, though.
May have been a little high.
Slams the bat handle in frustration, understandably. So that is a strikeout. And so now it'll be Garrett Arnold, the catcher. And since the third inning two nights ago, the bats have kind of gone cold for the Trappers in the past 21 innings, scoring just four runs. That one's line foul to the left side. Hit well, but bounced off that wooden wall.
You know, we scored 13 runs that first game, and it's just kind of slowed down ever since, really. The second game we had, what, 8 runs?
Yep, had 6 in that third inning, and then from there, he scored 6 in the third, and from there he scored 4 runs since that point. Breaking ball missed. One and one the count.
I mean, sometimes it happens. It's just baseball, you know.
Exactly right. You've got two outs.
Sometimes you have your day, sometimes you don't.
4-0 the score, listening to Trappers Baseball, driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7 KGFX FM Pierre. Pierre, seatbelt save lives, buckle up every time. That's the second time now on the air in total. That one's it.
That one looks like
to the right side. Will
it
stay in play? McMahon, he does make the catch right up against the dugout. So that will end the inning. So nothing doing for the Trappers in the bottom of the sixth. So we're going to go to the seventh inning. 4-0 our score. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their 4 wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp. With Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
The BRG Media Group Sports Players Perspective Podcast.
I'm already liking how it's going right now and everything I'm already doing. And after this contract, I'd actually like to go active duty and then see where it goes from there.
Here's Kaylee Rolfe, graduated senior, great Boulder, but she's talking about a career in the military, maybe. Find out more on the Players Perspective Podcast. Listen or download your favorite station page at drgnews.com and the DRG News app. Brought to you by American Bank and Trust and Avera Orthopedics.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero turn mowers in 3 models, and Bush Hog tillers, 3-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
We are through 6 innings here at Hyde Stadium in Pierre, South Dakota. The score is 4-0 in favor of the visiting North Iowa Ragin' Roosters. And it's Craig Kinney, the catcher, getting things started here in the top of the 7th inning. He doubled and walked in this game and also reached on a fielder's choice. So reached base safely in all 3 of his at-bats so far. Logan McKeever back out for the 7th. And that one misses in the dirt and rolls to the backstop. 1-0 the count. We've still got Drew Copeland up here. He was a starter from last night. Went 6 innings. Gave up 1 run on 2 hits and struck out 5. And ooh, Kinney launches that one out to center. But backing up to make the play is McCreary.
Attaboy.
So a fly out to center field.
One of the probably the toughest out on this team. Toughest guy to get out on the team.
That's a fly out. So a quick first out for Logan McKeever, who had bases loaded, nobody out in the last inning, and allowed just two to score. So I guess you could call that a mini victory considering the situation.
Yes, yes, indeed.
So Sage McMahon up now, and he has reached in his last two at-bats.
Spot.
But the first pitch in there for a strike, so McKeever gets ahead.
Yeah, this road trip is going to be a long one. I'll say that.
It is. 9 days in total. Big swing and a miss from McMahon.
I think we go 9 days on the road and come back for one and then go back and home
three.
For another four or three, something like that.
Yep.
So
that is right, and I'll be with you guys for the trip. So I'm sure that we can go chat up whatever visiting press
good
box
miss,
there is.
Good miss.
Just
very
missed
good
on that
miss.
One. One and two, the count now to Sage McMahon. 4-0. 1-2. Goes outside.
Low.
Just missed that one as well.
Like, well, maybe a changeup right there.
2-2. One out. Top 7. 2-2. Goes up. And misses. So it was 0-2, and it is now 3-2. Trying not to lose them here. Sage McMahon. Payoff pitch, spiked it. So that is a walk.
Oh, you're trying to break off a slider right there.
McMahon reaches via the walk for his second straight plate appearance. And Jackson Nix was out there throwing in the past.
So he's doing
for the top of the sixth inning, and here in the top of the seventh, it looks like he's stretching out there. Still trying to stay warm, stay loose. Zach Dickerson, he singled and scored.
Ball outside.
His last at-bat. And he had an RBI fielder's choice in the fourth. In a 1-0 count.
Oof.
That one missed up and in for ball two. So before you got here, is this the first time you'd ever been to South Dakota?
Yes, it is.
And what have been your thoughts being here?
Wave
on and miss.
It's pretty nice. It's kind of like home, you know, small town. Everybody kind of knows everybody. It's pretty cool that the governor lives on the corner, though.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you go down Capitol, take a left, and the governor's house will be right there. So
I haven't seen it yet. I haven't been over that way.
It's massive.
I'll have to go look. Maybe after this game. 2-1, spiked it in the dirt.
Yeah.
3-1 the count. You know, the thing that I can't get over is just the scenery. What you can see here, like if we're looking straight past us into center field, you can see the sprawling hills that rise above everything in the town.
Yes, you can.
It's almost like, I feel like I'm in like Ireland or something. 3-1, and that one missed for ball four, and back-to-back walks. McMahon and Dickerson. What are you looking at over there?
Looking in the bullpen. Now, looks like Jackson's warming up a little bit.
Would appear that way.
Kind of feel like I played like in the movie The Sandlot here, you know, with the wooden fence and everything.
It's very cool.
Those fireworks really, really made me feel like I was in The Sandlot.
The fireworks were really cool. I enjoyed the fireworks show, and I think that the stream enjoyed the fireworks show, too.
It was very good.
What I did not enjoy was sweeping up those fireworks that night.
Oh, you had to sweep them up?
I did.
Oof.
That took a little while.
That was probably not fun.
It was not, but it's okay. It's the duties of an intern.
True.
A 1-0 count.
Yeah, it kind of feels like I'm home here, kind of, you know. Mm-hmm.
Small town feel.
I saw two deer on the railroad track last night. That one just popped Brandon up into left field.
Into left field, and Rich ranges in and makes the play.
Oh, boy, you play Colby.
So two down. Runners stay where they are at first and second. After Jarrett Brannon, who doubled and scored in his last at-bat, flies out to left. So now it is Griffin Snyder.
I think the road trip will be a really good way for all of us, you know, to get to know each other a lot better and – because, I mean,
There'll be two or three, maybe four of us in the same hotel room, you know. We're going to be with each other for a solid week and a half, so.
Exactly right. 4-0 our score here in the top of the seventh inning. The Raging Roosters lead against the Pier Trappers. First pitch.
Just spot. And the boy.
In there for a called strike to Griffin Snyder. He reached on a hit-by-pitch last time. Trappers trying to get out of this inning and keep it at a four-run deficit. Having 9 outs to play with. The 0-1 swung on and missed.
And a boy. Let's see what he goes with here, you know. Probably go with a... If I was him, I'd probably go with a slider away. Probably a little bit off the black, maybe in the dirt. You know, as a pitcher, like, you learn the batters throughout the game, so as you get deeper into a game, it gets a lot easier to.
The two roped out to right field. Griffin ranging back on the run over his head and makes the play, sliding to his knees.
Goodness,
that saved
a
run. Maybe two.
Probably two.
Nice defensive play out there for Jacob Griffin. And so he keeps it at a 4-0 deficit through 6.5 innings of play. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Trappers trailing 4-0. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Living with less pain means living at your best, but an action-packed life can wear your body down. Avera Orthopedics keeps you moving with total joint replacements for pain you don't have to live with. Find relief with the region's largest orthopedic physician team of specialized surgeons so you can keep moving forward. Avera, moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/sf-total-joint.
Are you ready for a little fun in the sun?
Oh, yeah.
Funtime Rentals in Fort Pier and DRG Media Group are giving you a chance to win a 4-hour pontoon rental. Head over to your favorite station page at drgnews.com and register daily for your chance to win
a pontoon rental from Funtime Rentals.
See the full list of rental items by visiting funtimerentalsfp.com. Thanks to our friends at the Long Branch, River City's Public Transit, Iceman Homes, Slumberland Furniture, Masterpiece One Stop Smoke Shop, and Funtime Rentals for making this promotion possible.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or take-out in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carry-out orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
Just wrapped up the seventh inning stretch here, and Will Hoag first pitch swinging to the
there,
left
Will.
Side on the run, tough play, and he'll beat that
attaboy,
out easily.
Good job, Will.
So first pitch swinging, and Will grounds it the other way. Would have been an extremely difficult play for Carson Gross.
Yes,
he was ranging into foul ground, had to make a jump throw, Derek Jeter type jump
play.
And pivot. No shot. So a leadoff single. For Will Hoag. And could be some life for the Trappers, who have yet to score in this game, trailing 4-0 at the bottom of the seventh. It's the visiting North Iowa Raging Roosters, who are looking to take 3 of 4 here in Hyde Stadium. So now we've got Trevor Seagraves subbing in for CJ Gumbo. First pitch missed low.
It's like, is that a new pitcher or is it the same, no, same
it's
guy?
It's the same guy, and that same guy is Travis Herbert. He's been lights out in this game. It's a 1-0 count. 1-0 miss tie.
This could be a beginning here.
Need to get as many runners on
it.
As you can at looks, the start of the inning.
Looks like we got Jacob Griffin there on deck.
It'll be his first at-bat of the night. Runner on first, 2-0 to Seagraves, chopped foul to the left side. 2-1 the count now. Seagraves looking for his second hit of the series. His first one came in the first inning of last night's game when he singled on the infield. 1 of 2 hits for the Trappers last night. 1 of 4, actually. 1 of 4. It was two hits for the Raging Roosters last night, and we have had three games in a row now where the winning team has been out hit by the losing team. That one drops low. 3-1 the count. Trevor Seagrave, the runner on first. Travis Herbert, 3-1.
Ooh,
it's off the foot.
That one felt not good.
Chopped it foul off the foot, so Seagraves will need a second to walk that one off. And
that one hurt.
For my YouTube chat, yep. Summer, yep, I got you. I read that one up there, too. If you could let me know, please, what if there is a relation. Oh, there's no relation. Thank you. I appreciate that. So a coincidence that we have matching last names from the shortstop and the pitcher. Thank you. I appreciate that information. It'll be very useful because these two teams will see each other quite a bit in this season. They'll see each other in 2 days. So I appreciate that, Summer. Thank you. Full count, Trevor Seagraves, 3-2. That one's roped into
Let's
the center,
go,
and that gets down for a base hit. Trevor Seagraves.
Good job.
Stays with an off-speed pitch and lines that one into center field. And so now we've got two runners on back-to-back singles to start the inning.
Now, batting for the Trappers, number 11, Jacob.
And so now you've got Jacob Griffin, one of the better options in a situation like this. Jacob, a returning player, was
here last year.
Has a RBI double to his credit in this series back in game one.
Yeah,
he's got two runners on.
We all thought that ball was gone in the first game. And it kind of just kept carrying, really.
It did. Kept carrying. And it bounced off the Denver Air sign out there and left. It's an 0-1 count to Jacob Griffin.
Come on, Jacob. Oof.
Big swing and a miss. So 0-2 the count. Runners on first and second. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning, 4-0 the score. Rage and Roosters. Oh, 2. Check swing. Did he go? They'll peel down and say he did. Unable to hold up on the check swing, so Jacob Griffin goes down on strikes for the first out of the inning. And yep, you're all good, Summer. I appreciate it. You're watching the game a little bit behind, not a problem. I appreciate the input, like I said. Any information that can help us out here, I appreciate all of it. So Hunter Brown now in here for Andrew Beavers.
Man, he's had some bad luck this year. I'll tell you what. He's had about 3 or 4 hard hit balls and just been looking right at people.
Absolutely has. Nubs that one foul. Corkscrewed off the end of the bat.
Might have to check that ball, see if it got scraped up or not.
And they do take the bat and just go ahead and throw it towards the dugout. 0-1 the count. Back-to-back singles started off the inning from Will Hoke and Trevor Seagraves, trying to bring them around. The 0-1, that one missed.
Good eye.
So in a situation now, you're essentially, you've got to start cutting into this lead at some point.
Yes.
You got the first two guys on. What is the bare minimum here that you need for runs? One missed high.
You got to get at least 1 or 2 right here. I mean, it's bottom of the seventh. You know, it's been a rough game for us at the plate. You know, some balls have been hit right at people. The pitcher's doing his job. He's doing what he's supposed to do.
2-1 count to Hunter Brown, pinch hitting, and he calls time.
Oh, boy.
Throw off the rhythm. 7 strikeouts on the night so far for Travis Herbert. The 2-1.
Just misses.
Off-speed missed. So 3-1 the count.
This is a big spot here.
Do you let him swing away here?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
unless it's 3-0, probably.
Yeah. I mean, if he gets a pitch that he thinks he can handle and he can drive, then he definitely has the green light.
Here comes a 3-1.
There we go.
Missed for ball 4. So we've got bases loaded with 1 away. and that will bring the tying run up to the plate with one away in the bottom of the seventh.
Connor.
So Connor.
Connor's been a pretty good bat this series. You know, he's a pretty good leadoff hitter. You know, he sees pitches very well. He gets deep in the counts. He drives the ball right back up the middle the other way, you know.
So this is one of the biggest at-bats of the game so far, maybe the biggest.
This is probably, in my opinion, this is the biggest at-bat of the game right here.
You've got Noah McCreary on deck. Bases loaded, one away. Tying run at the plate. That one skipped in and missed.
It's like maybe a changeup or a slider right there. Just didn't get on top of it.
And another thing to note, there is no action at all in the Raven Roosters bullpen.
I don't even know if they have anybody left, to be honest.
They might not here in game four with a 13-man roster.
This pitcher may have to go the whole game.
The 1-0, lined into left field for a base hit. That will bring home one. Seagraves rounding third and a play at the plate, and he is saved. Craig Kinney dropped the ball. The catcher dropped it on the tag. That is a two RBI single off the bat of Connor Bendick. And all of a sudden, this is a 4-2 ball game.
With one of the better hitters on the team coming up. Mr.
So
Noah.
Now we've got life.
Looks like the Roosters coach is going to come out here for a mound visit.
It's a good spot for it. The third hit of the inning for the Trappers.
That's a big one right there. That was a really big hit.
So now you've got runners on first and second.
Looks like the left fielder's warming up with somebody over there in the line.
Looks like it.
Might be coming in.
And we saw that a couple of nights ago, too, that left fielder being Nick Eastham. He pitched, I think it was for an inning in game two, if I'm not mistaken off the top of my head. That was a big RBI single, two RBI single, off the bat of Connor Bendick. And it was. It looked like Seagraves might have been dead to rights at home.
The catcher looked like he dropped it there.
Craig Kinney, who has been one of the best players in this series for either side, for the Raging Roosters, he dropped it on the tag.
No.
Could be costly.
I mean, that's big momentum right there for us. It really is.
We're now in a situation where you said the fair minimum should have been two.
We got two.
And they got the two. See if they can add on from there.
I think we can get a couple more right here. Make it a good game. I mean, it's still a good game right now, but tie ball game would be very good for us.
Tying run at first, Noah McCreary represents the go-ahead run, and he takes ball one outside.
I wouldn't want to pitch this kid either. Just kicking rake.
McCreary 0-for-3 in this game, looking to make an impact here in the bottom of the seventh. And that one missed for ball two. So things may be starting to fall apart a little bit for Travis Herbert, who was lights out the first six innings, but here in the seventh, it's been trouble.
Yes, he was.
The 2-0, that's chopped back, straight back, and onto the road, heads up. And I think that did hit a car, if I'm not mistaken. I think it might have hit that. I can't tell what kind of car that is. It's white. It's not my car, that much I know.
That's a good thing. 2-1 count.
2-1. The lefty, Noah McCreary. 2-1. Foul back in nearly the exact same spot.
That one's going to stay in the park. It stands.
It did. Fouled it back to the left. So the count now 2-2. And for the Raging Roosters, this is a big, big spot here for your pitcher, Travis Herbert.
Right now, you got to take a deep breath. No.
Runners on first and second. 2-2 inside, and it hits him down near the ankles. And so loses him in a 2-2 count, and the bases are once again loaded with one away.
I see Gabe over there on the on-deck circle talking to Colby.
So Colby Rich batting for the second time in this game.
I know one thing about South Dakota. It is dry. Oh, my goodness. My contacts are drying out right now.
Not going to be able to see the conclusion of this game.
No, I'll be all right. Got some eye drops in the car if I need it.
It's a good finish we've got shaping up here. Colby Rich, the righty.
This might even be a bigger AB than the
first pitch in there for a called strike.
No one before this.
Six batters including with Colby Rich now. Seven have come to the plate in this inning for the Trappers, and they've scored two. And they've got bases loaded with one out.
Colby.
Down by two. Ooh, chopped foul. 0-2 the count. So Colby Rich going to have to battle back here.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
And I would have to guess that in this situation, you're just hoping for anything but a strikeout. Put the ball in play somewhere if you're Colby Rich.
Got to try and break up a double play in the middle here.
The 0-2. Swung on and missed in the dirt for strike three. Got him chasing the off speed. So a three-pitch strikeout for Colby Rich. So now it'll be Anthony Barraza. We've seen his power, talked about the power. He's got bases loaded.
It's going to be a big spot to use it right here. Be a very big spot.
Tying run is at second. Go-ahead run is at first. Bases loaded, bottom of the seventh. Power hitter Anthony Barraza batting for the fourth time.
If I'm the batter, I'm so nervous right now. Oh, my goodness.
And he calls time.
Can't tell you how many times I've had situations like these and been so nervous in the box.
So it's more nerve-wracking being on the hitting side than the pitching side?
Oh, for sure.
Ball first up. Pitch missed up.
You know, walk. You always hear the saying, walks as good as a hit, and that is very true right now. You know, a walk makes it a 4-3 ball game.
And it's a 1-0 count for Barraza.
Got Carson on deck.
Two away. The 1-0 pitch 2-0. Missed outside. 2-0.
Do you give him the green light right here?
With it being Anthony, I would say maybe. I say you don't go full take all the way till 3-0, but what gotcha. Do I know? The 2-0, and it is swinging away, and that's a high pop-up once again on the infield. Going to be a tough play, but Herbert makes the catch at shortstop to retire the side. So Anthony Barraza was swinging away and got just underneath that one to end the inning. So the Trappers score two, but they strand the bases loaded in the bottom of the seventh. We go to the eighth. The Ragin' Roosters lead 4-2. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Experience the Outpost Lodge overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
Business owners, have you been exploring advertising more on social media or even looking at advertising and streaming services? This is John with DRG Media Group. Did you know that we offer complete marketing solutions that can have your business on the radio, online, in applications on your customers' smartphones, across social media, and even on popular streaming services? Give us a call today at 224-8686 and let the team at DRG Media Group take care of all your marketing needs so you can get back to the important thing, your business and your customers.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
We are back for the eighth inning here at Hyde Stadium. The Trappers cut into the deficit, scoring two in the bottom of the seventh, but stranded the bases loaded. The score now 4-2 in favor of the North Iowa Ragin' Roosters. And we've got a new pitcher on the mound. So Logan McKeever's day is over after going seven innings, giving up seven hits and four runs. And so it is now Jackson Mix, the righty.
Submarine.
A little bit of a unique arm slot you see there from Jackson Mix. His first time pitching so far here in this season. Plays a lot of middle infield. Did some designated hitting last night.
You got Carson Trumpold behind the plate. Looks like you got, is that a new first baseman?
Yes, it is. It's Colton Yanish. So after the big league pop-up we saw within the infield for Anthony Barraza to end that past inning, we now have Colton Yanish taking over at first. So I believe that is a complete substitution now of the entire field other than Noah McCreary. who was still out there in center.
And Connor.
He moved over from right to center. And yes, Connor Bendick, who came through with the two RBI base hit in the seventh, is still in there. So the first pitch in there for a strike.
Don't see a lot of submarine guys nowadays.
And this could really throw off the Raging Roosters here for at least the eighth and maybe the ninth. Yep, two straight fastballs taken. Carson Gross, the left-handed hitter, just trying to maybe find that release point.
It's like there's some mosquitoes out there at shortstop. He's waving his hat.
Dude, I hated that. That's lined up the middle, and a tough play for Seagraves. Makes it, throws a first, and a big stretch, but not in time. So a nice play from Seagraves trying to stretch, make the play, throw it to Yanish at first base, but not in time. So that is a leadoff infield single for Carson Gross.
Hey, the mosquitoes here are pretty bad, not going to lie.
I hate mosquitoes. They're one of my least favorite things on the entire planet.
Yes.
Mosquitoes, wasps, and hornets. I can't do it. I'm afraid of wasps.
I can't do snakes.
That's fair.
And boy, oof, just missed
that one. So you're not going to like the story I'm going to tell you then, where I was looking out the window today at my host family's house, and we saw probably a 3-foot-long snake in the backyard taking off for a second, and in there, ahead of the throw is Carson Gross, so that is a stolen base. But this snake, I'm telling you, it was probably at least 3 feet long, and it was the biggest snake I've ever seen in the wild, and it scared me. I don't think it was poisonous. I'm not a huge snake expert, but it was like a grayish tan color, had some black like diamonds on it, no rattle, no like stripes.
I was about to say, that was
no rattle.
Scared me there for a second.
Don't you worry. 2-1 is the count to Nick Eastham.
Yeah.
We've got a runner on second.
Do not like snakes.
One of my close friends back at school absolutely hates spiders.
Spiders? Hmm. Spiders aren't too bad. Not too bad.
My producer Heather says ants and ticks are her no-gos. Oh. So the tiny ones, you can't see them coming.
Yeah, I don't like ticks either, especially because we hunt back home and go in the woods. And
3-1.
That ball is fouled off.
Towards the general vicinity of your car. It's closer to yours than mine, that one is.
Yes, it is.
I'm not even going to say anything about my car right now because I'm just hoping me keeping it out of the back of my mind keeps it safe. 3-2 the count to Nick Eastham.
On
Jackson Mix. The payoff pitch.
Ooh.
Just missed it.
Goodness gracious.
So runners are on first and second with nobody out.
That looked good from up here. That did look good from up here.
Going with the sidearm style. So we're going to get a quick
mound
visit here. So Seagraves, the second baseman, and Trumphold, the catcher, going out to talk to Jackson Mix. Double play probably in order here, but look who you've got up at the plate, Dane Nakasuka. He singled back in the third inning and reached on a fielder's choice back in the fifth. And he's got runners on first and second. Nobody out in the top of the eighth. 4-2 our score. Raging Roosters lead it here. We've got a sudden patch of brightness here. The sun just came out. Hasn't been this prominent in a while. Very interesting. So it could be tough for the left fielder and third baseman on the field. First pitch to Nakasuka goes outside and can't get it to come back. So 1-0 is the count. Dane Nakasuka, he hit a 2-run home run. I guess it was 2 nights ago now.
Yes.
Gave the insurance runs that the Roosters needed. And he's up here now trying to give some more insurance runs 2 nights later. The 1-0 to Nakasuka, driven out to left center field. McCreary on the run, and he's not going to be able to make the play. That will roll all the way to the wall. One run will score. Eastham will round third and head for the plate. We're going to have a play at the plate, and Eastham is safe. after Trumpholz can't hold on to the throw. So that is a two RBI double off the bat of Dane Nakasuka. So he comes through again for the second time in the series to provide some late inning insurance runs. And for the Trappers, that is not what you want to see in that situation there. You just fought back and scratched across two runs, and then the Roosters immediately get those two runs back with nobody out. So Caleb Herbert, the shortstop. First pitch fouled off straight back. So it looks like the sidearm arm slot for Jackson Mix not been too much of a problem here in the top of the eighth for the Roosters. Base hit, walk, and then two RBI double.
And
Nakasuka takes off, throw down, pulls him to the right side. So not in time, that's a stolen base for Dane Nakasuka.
That's one thing with pitching. You definitely got to vary your looks with runners on, you know.
And it's hard for guys who are typically position players to know that. And to get into a rhythm of knowing I can't do the same routine over and over. So good on the Raging Roosters for recognizing that and taking advantage of it. Dane Nakasuka, the speedy center field leadoff man. Little swing and a miss.
Pitch.
From Herbert.
Yeah, it's just so tough right now. We don't have all of our pitchers. I think we're missing about six or seven of them. We're missing a big arm, Peyton Zabel from Texas State.
And they're going to be in the postseason. A fast chop to the right side. Yanish makes the play and keeps the runner held at third. So Yanish does what he is supposed to do and looks the runner back to third. Yeah, so that is a ground out.
Plays in Texas State. He's a hometown kid, so it'll be nice to have him when he gets here. Texas State is actually doing very well this year.
They are. Projected to be either probably, I think the last projections I've seen had them as a 3.
Speaking of college baseball, I'm pretty sure the selection show is on right now.
I think that you're right. I'm going to go look right now and see if my Cowboys have been selected anywhere.
Ooh, good pitch, Jackson.
Good pitch in there. Let's see. Yes, there is. The Cowboys are hosting Oklahoma State, hosting a regional.
What seed do they get?
I'm going to go check that. The 0-1 bounces to Craig Kenny. So 1-1 our count. Trying to do multiple things at once here. We don't know yet, I don't think. I think we just know that they're hosting. So we just know that they're top 16.
That's good.
One of 16 regional sites, Obrate Stadium. It's a beautiful ballpark. The 1-1 runs in and hits him on the back. So we'll have runners on the corners. And so, good for Oklahoma State getting the host. Shout out to Josh Holliday and the Cowboys. Love covering that team, talking with them. Super fun team to talk to, cover.
As we have today's starting pitcher up here, Mr. Logan. Came, shook my hand.
Paid us a quick visit.
What's up, guys?
How you doing?
How you feeling? How's the arm?
It feels not bad. Just stay on the pair. I get some treatment, though.
I like it.
So after the hit-by pitch,
you can't just catch a break.
Jackson Mix fires, and that's in there for a strike. It's a Sage McMinn. He has walked in his past two at-bats, and he's got a 1-1 count now.
Oof, big swing.
Cut.
Ooh, wow.
McMinn trying to go deep for the second time in the series with that swing.
Oh, okay.
Stir anything up here.
That's all right.
Runners on the corners, 6-2 the score. 1-2 misses outside. So the Trappers scored two runs in the bottom of the seventh to cut it to 4-2. But then in the top of the eighth, the Roosters have scored two of their own. Dane Nakasuka, a two RBI double They rolled to the wall in center field. And more damage looking to be done. Kenny takes off for second. The throw down. And that will allow Nakasuga to come home. The throw home. Oh. And not in time. The throw down kind of pulled Trump hold off of the plate. And the ball kind of bounced out of the glove. So successfully there with a steal down to second, baiting them into a throw down. It looked like that was planned all the way, though, as you saw that throw get cut off over there at short. The throw just pulled him off a little bit. So that is a run scored for Nakasuga. So it is now 7-2, the Raging Roosters lead.
Oof,
and McMahon swings through that for strike three. Would have been a larger strikeout if that run had not just scored. So 7-2. And there's a runner on second base for Zach Dickinson. He has reached in his last three plate appearances as well. And a base hit here could extend the lead to 8-2. Jackson Mix fires one in there. And it's a strike. So Dane Nakasuga came through once again, responsible for three runs in this inning, all three of them. And that one missed low. One.
Have a complete list of all the regionals.
Okay.
Looks like there's going to be a regional in Austin, Texas.
Longhorns, wow, okay.
One in Blacksburg, Virginia, which is kind of close to
Virginia
home.
Tech, they deserve that. The 1-1.
One in Chapel Hill for UNC. Actually, my uncle used to be a bullpen catcher for UNC. And
really?
Actually was with them when they won the World Series back in 2016, I think it was. So it was pretty cool.
I feel like that'd be fun to be a bullpen catcher.
Yeah.
That one's roped into center field, and that will get down for a base hit. We'll see if they send Craig Kenny. They will. Have a,
and they'll stop him.
They're going to stop him. That was a strong throw in from McCreary to keep Craig Kenny from fully committing to that one. So it is a base hit, but it does not result in an RBI. Noah McCreary keeping Craig Kenny at third.
Yeah, he was a bullpen catcher, and also one of my cousins was actually a bullpen catcher a couple of years ago as well. It was Boyd Tisdale. So UNC baseball runs in the family just a little bit.
Sounds like it. The Tar Heels will be hosting a regional, and so a little bit of a connection there.
Actually, I think East Carolina will also be hosting one.
That's cool, actually. I like that.
So you had two regionals in North Carolina.
Jarrett Brandon now batting. He is the eighth batter of the inning for the Raging Roosters. They're up 7-2 in this game. They've scored three here in the eighth, and a delayed steal. It's stepping off, throwing to second, and it's in time for the out.
That's a really good throw. That was a very strong throw.
Maybe trying to steal a run there with the delayed steal from Dickinson and hope for a balk for the unexperienced Jackson Mix, who probably doesn't pitch that much, but extreme poise for Mix to step off and calmly throw down to second for the final out. So we're through 7.5 innings here. The Raging Roosters add on to their lead now 7-2. We go to the bottom of the eighth. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero turn mowers in three models, and Bush Hog tillers, 3-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
It's the easiest way to shop locally online and save. Discount deals at drgnews.com any time of the day or night with great savings on items and services. Deuce's Wild Repair, Pier Custom Detailing, River City's Public Transit, TMA, Shell's Gas Stop, Capital City Monuments, and more. Register to save your payment information or shop as a guest. Just click on Discount Deals at any station page on drgnews.com. Discount Deals from DRG Media Group.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
And we are back here for the bottom of the eighth. We've got a new pitcher on the mound for the Raging Roosters. It's the second baseman, Griffin Snyder, shifting over to the hill. And so in taking over at second base is Cameron Rendon, who we have seen throughout the first three games of this series, been a utility man for the Raging Roosters, and he's at second base. So Carson Trumpold and Will Hoke will get going here to start off the bottom of the eighth for the Trappers, who need to try and cut into this deficit now. They did that in the bottom of the seventh. They were trailing just 4-2, but then gave up three runs in the top of the eighth. So the score now sits at 7-2 in favor of the Raging Roosters. So we've got Carson Trumpold up now, and that's got to be like a first team all name there for Carson Trumpold. That's quite a name.
How you doing, hey Lori?
Do you know Lori?
Yeah, that's my aunt.
Love that.
Back home.
He's been doing a great job. He's been up here the entire game, got here in the top of the first, before I even was expecting him.
Carson.
First pitch missed up. So now, needing five runs over the next six outs.
You know what I found out today? Apparently, it is National Camping Weekend here in South Dakota.
Really?
Yes.
That's line foul. Watch out over there at third.
Apparently the crowds are usually larger than this, but everybody's camping this weekend.
Huh, okay. So opening weekend. Yeah. We had a good crowd on Thursday before National Camping Weekend.
Yes,
Friday was not bad. Today, less than the other days, but National Camping Weekend. Did not know that. That's hit pretty well out to left, ranging in to make the play now. That is Nick Eastham for the first out. Now, sounded good off the bat, just kind of hung up there, and was a casual routine flyout.
Oof.
So Will Hoke now. He singled and came around to score one of the two runs in that seventh inning, and he has reached in every single appearance that he's had to the plate, walked twice and singled once. So very productive.
That's on base percentage is crazy.
Probably a reason why they're keeping him in here rather than subbing him out.
Yeah, he got hit twice game one. I know he had a single either game one or game two.
1-0, hit on the ground at first, and that will stay fair. So just fielded and flipped over to the catcher Snyder, or to the pitcher Snyder, my bad. Over to the pitcher Snyder for the second out. The play from Sade McMinn at first for the second out. So the first time that Hoke has been retired in this game. So Trevor Seagraves now, he singled in his lone plate appearance in this game. Subbed in the seventh, now back up here in the eighth. 7-2 our score, Raging Roosters lead. They just need four more outs to close out the game. Griffin Snyder delivers the first pitch, misses inside. The 1-0 miss low. You know, I thought it was going to be difficult to juggle the whole broadcasting thing and keeping the book at the same time, but I actually think it helps me stay organized.
That's good.
And you said you enjoy keeping book when you can, too.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. You know, since I'm a PO in college now, I do game changers sometimes, keep the book, do stats.
Absolutely.
3-0, probably got the take sound right here.
And it is taken all the way for a strike. Bounced out of the catcher Craig Kenny's glove, but it's a strike anyway.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he has a brand new catcher's mitt because he had it the first game, and then, like, about halfway through, he started using an outfield glove.
So still trying to break it in, probably?
Yeah, I think he said that he broke his other one about a week and a half ago.
That one's popped up out, and that's straight behind me, so I'm a little bit scared there.
Uh-oh.
I'm a little scared.
I didn't hear no glass. So I didn't hear any
glass either, but I think that did clear the press box and go back there somewhere. So I am sweating a little bit right now. Trevor Seagraves making me sweat slightly. That one was fouled straight back that way, and he chops that one over to short. Herbert makes the play. A strong throw to first in time to retire the side, so the Trappers go down in order in the bottom of the eighth inning, so the score remains 7-2 in favor of North Iowa. We're going to take a quick break and come back here for the top of the ninth. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or take-out in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carry-out orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
The BRG Media Group Sports Players Perspective Podcast.
I'm already liking how it's going right now and everything I'm already doing. And after this contract, I'd actually like to go active duty and then see where it goes from there.
Here's Kaylee Rolfe, graduated senior, great boulder, but she's talking about a career in the military, maybe. Find out more on the Players Perspective Podcast. Listen or download your favorite station page at drgnews.com and the DRG News app. Brought to you by American Bank and Trust and Avera Orthopedics.
The Crossing Inn Pier is a must-stop for ice-cold beverages in a relaxed atmosphere. They have 16 beers on tap. Many of them are from breweries all around South Dakota. And with a full liquor selection, they can mix up the drink you are looking for. Their staff is ready to serve you and your friends. Like them on Facebook to get information about drink specials and event information. Stop on down to The Crossing, located at 115 East Pleasant Drive, right next to the corner station.
And we're getting set to start the top of the ninth here in Pierre, South Dakota. The final game of the four-game set between the North Iowa Raging Roosters and the Pierre Trappers. The opening weekend series, Sunday afternoon. 7-2 is our score. The Raging Roosters lead, trying to take 3 of 4 here at Hyde Stadium. Jackson Mix on the mound for his second inning of work, and that one swung on and fouled off. I think we have a pinch hitter, if I'm not mistaken.
I mean, the new second baseman.
Cameron Rendon, that is exactly right.
That boy, good spot, Jax.
That is taken for strike two. So Rendon takes over for Jarrett Brannon. That one is taken. 1-2 the count. 7-2 the score. That one taken,
yes,
and called strike three. So Rendon goes down looking. The backwards K, the one that Drew Copeland, who's with me right now, has said is the more satisfying one of the two.
Yes, it is.
And that is exactly what Jackson Mix got there. So Griffin Snyder, who started at second base and shifted over to the mound, and he probably will finish out the game in the bottom of the ninth. Up to bat now, and that one runs in and nearly gets him. Nearly got him. You heard that too, right?
Yeah. Y'all heard that, right?
It was like a phone ring. Oh, it was a walkie-talkie. Okay. I was a bit thrown off by that. That's lined in the right field. Foul. That one sliced foul over near the Trappers bullpen.
There's a phone in the dugout, and I think it might have been that. So I may have been trying to call up here.
1-1 count, one away in the top of the ninth. Griffin Snyder, 0-for-3 in this game, but he reached on a hit-by-pitch. A 2-1 count now. Wind picking up, blowing out to right field. That is crushed out to right field. Ranging over to his right, and Griffin makes the catch on the run. Near that warning track in foul grounds. That one was hit pretty well, slicing away from Griffin. And he made the catch. Made a couple of tough catches out there since he subbed in. That one as difficult as the rest. So a fly out for the second out of the inning. So Carson Gross, the third baseman. He is 2-for-4 in this game. 2 singles and 2 runs scored. That one is hit foul to the left side. Over near the grass patch, and it bounced into the dugout. Heads up over there. That was something that back in my playing days, I always would get a little bit scared of. When I was sitting up there on the railing, I always was scared I was going to get smoked by a foul ball. The 0-1.
Had a ball.
Swung on and missed. So Jackson Mix trying to put up a zero here in the top of the ninth and keep it at a 5-run deficit for the Trappers, who will need some ninth inning magic. 0-2, missed outside. Got to come up with some sort of rally tradition. Got to have like a stuffed animal or like a special like lucky something. I know. And that one's hit into left field.
Colby
Rich camps under it and makes the play. So it is 7-2 as we go to the bottom of the ninth. The Trappers will need the rally caps. Down 7-2, needing 5 runs in their final 3 outs. We're going to take a quick break and come back for the bottom of the ninth. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their 4 wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vax in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the Easy Access Outside Bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. Whether you're at home, traveling around the world, or anywhere in between, you can take River 92.7 with you. How, you may ask? Activate the River 92.7 Alexa skill or download the drgnews.com app, a service of Golden Buffalo Casino. Both are easy to set up, allowing you to enjoy high-quality sound wherever you go. Again, take River 92.7 anywhere you go by enabling the Alexa skill or downloading the drgnews.com.
Ah, why am I so sore? There are everyday moments.
Hey, hold the ladder! Hold the ladder!
Yeah, that hurt.
And there are epic moments.
Fly! Fly! Fly!
Collins! Class of 1995!
When a moment creates a health need, visit the experts at Avera Orthopedics. We're moving health forward so you can tell the story. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
It's going to be the lefty Jacob Griffin striding into the batter's box to start us off in the bottom of the ninth. The Trappers trailing 7-2 in this game, needing 5 runs to try and tie it here in the bottom of the ninth. First pitch from Griffin Snyder misses high. Jacob Griffin struck out swinging in his first at-bat. It was a check swing, I believe, that he was not able to hold back. Trying to get on base here, and it's a 2-0 count.
You're going to need some late-inning magic here.
And some early-inning base runners and to try to make that happen.
Pierre, South Dakota.
You know, it's crazy to me how long the sun stays up here.
Dude.
3-0 count now.
It literally stays up to like 9:30.
At least. And it's
like crazy to me. It's back home right now. It's probably getting close to dark right about now.
And we're still probably another hour and a half away from that here. A 3-0 to Jacob Griffin, and that is swung on 3-0, and that bounces through the legs of the first baseman.
Right through the wickets.
And so Jacob Griffin will reach.
Right through the wickets.
I would assume that we will probably score that as an error.
Yes.
And that is a substitution. Jordan Kelly checking in at first base. It was McMinn for most of the game, and now it is Jordan Kelly. Welcome to the game. Here is a ball between the wickets. So the first man reaches of the inning, Jacob Griffin, reaches on the air. And now Hunter Brown. He's been hitting it hard all weekend, just coming up empty-handed. He's got a runner on here. 7-2 the score. Trapper's needing 5 to tie it here in the bottom of the ninth. That one misses outside. And so we do have some action in the Roosters bullpen.
Looks like the lefty, number 13. Good eye.
It's in there.
Wow.
Called strike.
I don't know about that one.
1-1 is the count. Runner on first base, Jacob Griffin. Nobody out, the 1-1. That was ripped to left field, and that's down for a base hit. Some exit velo off the bat of Hunter Brown.
And that one falls. You know, he's
roped it in there.
He's had, like I said, he's had about 4 or 5 of those this weekend that have just caught gloves, and he finally caught a break right there.
You can tell he's been barreling it up.
Yes.
That one was barreled up as well, and that one was a perfect line drive into left field. So the first two of the inning reach.
That one last night to the shortstop, that one was hit very, very well, very well.
It was absolutely crushed, and I think that one actually resulted in a double play, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes,
Will Hope
unfortunately
back at first. So we're back to the top of the order. Connor Bendick.
Here we go, Connor.
He had the 2 RBI single 2 innings ago.
And a boy. Good eye.
1-0 the count.
You got the top of the lineup here. Got 2 runners on.
So it'll be Bendick, McCreary, and Rich. They'll be the next 3 batters, assuming we get that far. The 1-0, now it's hit up the middle. Going to be a tough play, and it is off the glove of the second baseman for a base hit. Griffin will score.
There we go.
And that is another RBI single, and that's pumping up the crowd. Connor Bendick, his 3rd RBI of the game. And that's going to cut into the deficit. So that is a great start to the bottom of the ninth.
Here we go.
Jacob Griffin read that one perfectly as it bounced off the glove of the second baseman, Rendon, and slowed it down enough to allow for Griffin to score from second base. So now we have runners on the corners.
It looks like we may have a pinch hitter on deck.
Yes, we will.
Looks like number 17.
Daniel Hobb.
Caught me last night. Caught a very, very good game. Called a very good game as well.
First pitch to McCreary. Taken for a strike.
Ooh, wind is picking up.
Wind's picking up. You can
papers are flying.
You can hear it. It is blowing straight out to right field. So for the lefty, McCreary, could be favorable. A 1.
Oof,
big swing and a miss.
We got a little chilly up here.
Would you rather it be this or rather it be down there and it be hot?
I don't know.
No?
I mean, I'd much rather have hot than cold, I'll tell you that much. I hate the cold.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
Runners on the corner, 7-3. The score. Trapper's trying to cut into it, and it bounces away.
Here we go.
That will allow a run to score. So Hunter Brown scores on the wild pitch, and it is now 7-4.
With no outs here. 1-2 count.
And that also allowed for Connor Bendick to take second base.
Yes, it did.
So that gets rid of the double play and puts another run in scoring position. Trapper's down by 3, trailing 7-4.
Here we go, Noah.
1-2 to McCreary. Oof. Swung on and missed. Goes upstairs.
Big swing and a miss.
And that will be
that
the first out
hack.
Of the inning.
Very healthy hack.
So now we will have another pinch hitter. It will be Daniel Hobb.
For the Trappers, number 17, Daniel Hobb.
So we had Gabriel Arroyo starting us out in the 3 spot in this game, and then it was Kobe Rich and now Daniel Hobb. 1 out. Runner on second base. Here in the bottom of the ninth.
Looks like we have another hitter on deck. 33
is Colton Yenish, who came in
for
Will Hoke at first.
He came in for Anthony,
yes. Is what I mean. Will Hoke is designated hitting.
Yes.
And he's batting 6th.
Here we go, 1-7. Daniel also hit the ball very well last night. Hit it at people. Hit it pretty hard.
First pitch. Popped up foul.
Looks like it's going to get out.
It will get out of play right in front of us. Oof. Saw that one drop right there on the concourse.
Looks like somebody made a catch.
Showing the hands. Probably a barehanded catch, too, right?
Probably.
That's always scary. I'm always afraid I'm going to break a bone in my hand if I do that.
Me as well. That's why I use a glove.
The 0-1. That one's skied into shallow left center. The catch made out there by the shortstop, Herbert, for the second out. And so now Colton Yanish will be the final out for the Trappers. One more out.
Number 33,
Colton Yanish trying to keep this game alive after the fly out within the infield.
Oof. Come on, Colton. Here we go. Colton stands at, what, 6'5", I think?
6'5",
that is a tall. That is a tall human being.
It sure is. And he is the final chance for the Trappers, and that one missed outside.
He got on the mound last night. Goodness gracious, like Randy Johnson up there.
Yeah, absolutely right. On deck is Carson Trumpold, if we get that far. Runner on second, 7-4, the score. Trappers down to their final out. That one missed outside as well. Neither of those were particularly close. I would have to assume that Yanish is probably going to take here until he gets a strike thrown.
That's what I would be doing.
The 2-0, and he swings and pops that one up into shallow left, battling the sun in the Bermuda Triangle, and the catch is made by Eastham. To end the game, so the Trappers score two runs in the bottom of the ninth,
but
the threat ends there, and Colton Yanish flies out to left field, and the Raging Roosters take 3 out of 4 games here in Pierre. So that's the final score, 7-4. Thanks to Drew Copeland for joining me for the entire game.
It was a pleasure. It was a pleasure. It was fun.
And we'll do it again, I would imagine.
Yes.
We'll see it probably while we're on the road for that road trip.
Probably next week, some point. So
that is the game. 7-4 our score. We will have the Trapper Rap post game report after this quick break, where we will hopefully have Coach Jamie Habiger on here. So we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Pierre Trappers Baseball on River 92.7 has been brought to you by Grey Goose Motors, The Outpost Lodge, Tokyo Japanese Cuisine, The Corner Station and The Crossing, Classic Car Wash, Darren Boyle Sales, and Avera St. Mary's Hospital. Stay tuned. Trapper Rap, a look back at tonight's game, is next on The Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
The Corner Station in Pierre can help you get ready for all of your activities and trips all summer long. Fuel up your car, grab snacks, drinks, and coffee, and get on the road so you can make the most of the beautiful summer months. Save 10 cents off per gallon when you pay in-store with cash or a check. They are open every day at 7 a.m. Stop into the Corner Station located at 103 East Pleasant Drive on the S-Curve in Pierre.
You can listen to any of your favorite DRG Media Group stations just about anywhere. All you need to do is download the app. Just log on to drgnews.com or download it directly from the App Store or Google Play. You'll get high-quality sound, up-to-date news, weather, and sports stories and video, podcasts, and, of course, your favorite music, notifications, and more. If you don't already have it, download it right now and see what you've been missing. The DRG News app, brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino.
Trappers game coverage on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7, now continues with Trapper Rap, a recap of tonight's game. Let's go back to the ballpark.
And we are back here at Hyde Stadium for the Trapper Rap post game. Trappers fell 7-4 tonight to the North Iowa Raging Roosters, who take 3 out of 4 on the road here in Pierre, South Dakota. The first ever series of existence for North Iowa, and they win the series 3-1. And so we will have an off day tomorrow for the Trappers, and then it'll be on the road to face North Iowa in Bancroft, Iowa. It will be their first ever home game as a team, and it'll be a series that we will have, I believe a three-game series. And I'm going to quickly get the start time for that one for you. It will be a three-game series with first pitch on Tuesday at 6:35, so that would put our pregame show somewhere in the 6:20 area. Trappers get out hit in this one 9-4, so it is the lone game in this series where the winning team has out hit the losing team. Back to maybe a little bit of normalcy on that side of it, the first three games being very chaotic in almost every way possible. This one flowed right through till the end, and huge thanks to Drew Copeland, who was the starter last night, who went six innings deep, and he joined me here for all nine of this one. Gave some great insight. Kind of kept things fresh, so it wasn't just my voice that you were hearing for the entirety of the game, because who would want that? Not me, that's for sure. And so, on the mound, it was Logan McKeever for the Trappers tonight, and he went seven innings, giving up four runs, striking out five batters. And on the flip side of things, we had Travis Herbert on the mound, and he went seven innings, gave up just two runs, and he struck out nine. So a very good performance from Travis Herbert, who was throwing his fastball at around 90 miles an hour. Ultimately, the Trappers couldn't get the bats going for the first six innings. Finally scored two runs in both the seventh and the ninth to try to mount a late comeback. But it was the three-run top of the eighth for the Raging Roosters that really proved to make the difference. And the man behind that rally was Dane Nakasuka. He was a tough out in this entire series, as both Jack Van Camp said last night and what Drew Copeland said tonight. A tough out the entire way, and he went 2-for-5 in this game with a base hit and then that 2-RBI double out to center field that rolled all the way to the wall. And then he also scored a run, so responsible for all three of the runs in that three-run top of the eighth, which proved to be the difference in this game, 7-4. So I'm hoping to have Coach Jamie on here for an interview. We're going to take a quick break. He's addressing the team down there in down the right field line after the first series as a team. Going to have the day off tomorrow. Sounds like enjoy maybe playing some cornhole, going fishing, something along those lines as a team. Continue with the team bonding. And then hit the road, and I will be hitting the road with the team as well for that 9-day road trip. And it'll be three more games against the Raging Roosters. So we're going to take a quick break, see if I can maybe try to track down Coach Jamie for an interview. If not, we'll come back here and have it be just me for the last couple of thoughts before we end things off here. Final score, 7-4, Raging Roosters beat the Trappers. They take 3-4 in the series, and we'll be right back here on the Trapper Wrap. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero turn mowers in three models, and Bush Hog tillers, 3-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
Are you ready for a little fun in the sun?
Oh, yeah.
Funtime Rentals in Fort Pier and DRG Media Group are giving you a chance to win a four-hour pontoon rental. Head over to your favorite station page at drgnews.com and register daily for your chance to win
a pontoon rental from Funtime Rentals.
See the full list of rental items by visiting funtimerentalsfb.com. Thanks to our friends at the Long Branch, River City's Public Transit, Iceman Home, Slumberland Furniture, Masterpiece One-Stop Smoke Shop, and Funtime Rentals for making this promotion possible.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or takeout in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carryout orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
We are back here for the Trapper Rap post-game show. We're going to just give my last couple of thoughts as Coach Jamie Haviger is still down there on the right field line talking with his team. So we're going to miss talking to him here for this post-game. Busy first series for Coach Jamie and the Trappers. Final score tonight, 7-4. The North Iowa Raging Roosters take the game and take the series 3-1 overall. For the Trappers, it was a late rally trying to get back into the game, and they were able to get back into it, just not quite able to complete the comeback. It was Connor Bendick who was crucial in that, driving in three of the four runs scored in the game for the Trappers. It was a two RBI single in the seventh and an RBI single in the ninth, so certainly the player of the game on the Trappers' end. And as I already mentioned for the Raging Roosters, it was Dane Nakasuka with his two RBI double and a run scored in the eighth inning that provided the three runs that the Raging Roosters needed to close out the game. Trappers were out hit 9-4 in the game. As a team, the Trappers picked up, I think it was 27 hits in the series. Reached on the free pass 33 times in the series. So able to show the patience. We had four very good, very entertaining games here at Hyde Stadium for opening series. As I mentioned, we'll have the day off tomorrow and then be back on the road when the team travels, along with myself, to North Iowa, to Bancroft, for the first ever series at home for the Raging Roosters. That'll be a three-game set, and that'll be right here on 92.7, post-game starting on Tuesday afternoon, evening area at about 5:20, with first pitch around 5:35. It's been fun tonight. Thanks for listening to this four-game series. I'm Ryan Breeden. I was joined tonight by Drew Copeland giving some analysis, and we'll be back here on Tuesday evening for the pregame show and then first pitch at around 5:35. Thanks to everybody for listening, and have a good night. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Trapper Wrap, a recap of tonight's Pier Trappers action. Thank you for joining us and stay with us all season long on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.